Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even like this show. What the hell? I'll hit the one button.
I don't know.
don't know. Got me.
What's going on?
Just
getting off work, Joe. Just getting off work.
Oh, just getting off work? All right.
Yeah, well,
what do you think? Okay. What do you think about that?
Go ahead,
do you want the timers on the race or do you want it off? Do you want the time clock to be on the race when you're doing a grudge run? Do you want to be turned around and counted out or what do you want to do? Or you want to do like a grudge run?
You mean the seven-second thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather
it be on. Rather be on, huh?
Yeah, what's going to happen? I mean, somebody said they burn you down, man. You sit there all day.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn. Plus, cars that get hot quicker. Some cars got filled blocks and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're telling me I could go up there and get you stage one light. I stage one light. You stage two lights. I can shut the motor off, sit there and wait. Now, you can't move. You can't back up. If you go forward or back up, you red light.
Yeah.
All right, so you got to have that on, man. Got to have that on.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. Let me ask that question because I see a lot of people thinking, nah, it's grudge rules and blah, blah, blah. And then you got track rules. They're trying to mix both, and now all of a sudden there's grudge track rules. I don't know what we got now. I mean, it's crazy.
You got some mixed up shit's what you got. But you know what I'm saying, Joe? How the hell are you going to let somebody stage three lights? And you only got your one light lit. He got both lights lit. Now, I don't move. And he's got to sit there and try to decide to come in. If he moves, he's going to red light. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And then if you want to have a staging duel and nobody wants to light the top light, and then finally when I do light the top light or the next guy lights the top light, what am I going to do? I can sit there and shut my motor off. Now you're already in the beam. Now you're dead in the water. You can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I'm over there listening to you, and you got a turbo or something, and all I got to do is hurry up, sneak in there and light that second light real quick, and you can't get up on the fucking turbo. It's just another way of, it's almost like cheating, really. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't grudge race for that reason. I grudge race just to try to beat you. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to trick you out of your money. I'm not trying to lie to you and tell you I got nitrous and I don't have a turbo. You know what I mean? Them guys think it's all trickery and shit, but it can be if that's the way you want to play the game. Play that way. I want to beat you man on man. You know what I got? You know, I'm not trying to cheat you on the tree. I'm not trying to, you know, tell you I got a small block. I got a big block. Tell you I got no nitrous and I do. You know what I mean? That's all. Whatever. They can have that part of it.
Okay.
I just want to go out there, a fair race, fastest guy wins, or whoever gets down the track wins.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Hey,
but you know
what
I was down there? I meant to tell you last week, well, you seen it, I was in down there, goddamn, got that black motherfucker Mark Hayes with me again. God damn.
That'd be crazy.
Man, I blew the goddamn, broke a rocker arm, man, blew the motor up. I said, I can't beat that rascal for nothing. But I'm going to leave him alone, I guess. I don't know.
Sometimes they got your number, so you can't touch to leave him alone sometimes.
Yeah,
but
I mean, he drive the car. He got
enough. Well, how long before the Cassius Clay be coming back out?
Send me that sponsorship, and then we're going to go ahead.
Okay. Because I've been hearing the rumor is that they want to see Jackie Chan versus Cassius Clay. Two stock Boss Base Motors going at it.
You want to see a karate fighter fight a boxer? Jackie Chan against Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay.
Yeah, a karate fighter, he can use hands and feet, so I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, next time me and you go, me and you do a little sparring. You chop me, and I'll punch you dead in the mouth, see what your hurt were.
But if I kick you, then what?
I'm going to kick back. That karate shit, man, that karate shit looks good when you both doing karate. That's a damn, you know, sport. They both got to do karate. You see, hey,
I'm gonna
you see having UFC, hey, look, that UFC shit, when it first started 25 years ago, he was doing that karate shit. They looked good, but them goddamn kickboxers and heavy punchers and shit got in. You know, you can't win that shit just doing karate no more. Beat the brakes off your head.
I'm gonna let you punch me one time, and I'm gonna kick you in the nuts the next time. That's what
I ain't say the nuts. That's off limits.
We're gonna see which one hurt the most. Oh man, nah. I mean, they did. They want to see it. Everybody's been talking about it.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. They want to see Jackie Chan versus you. Yep, that's what they want to see. That is the word.
The only problem is, the only way to see that shit is in Florida, or you wait till springtime. It's getting cold out now. How are you going to get that off?
Well, are you going to Florida? That's what we need to know.
I'll know next week, but that's a long wait just for me and him to race. He's going from New York to Florida, and I'm in Maryland. We could have it around here, so it don't matter to me, though. But if I'm going to Florida, he's more than welcome to get his head cut off. That's up to him.
Okay.
He can't beat them Southern boys. You better stay away from these Northern boys. God damn.
I don't think there was a Northern boy that won down there in that small block shootout.
No, all the Southern boys. The Southern boys took over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Ricky won one round. Well, I don't know. I wasn't really watching it.
But didn't Ricky win off a red light?
Yeah, he won a good race. But I'm talking about, how about first round? He won first round, didn't he?
I guess we're going to have to open up a couple of mics so we can find out everything.
Hey, Joe, open up a couple of mics. I'm going to go on mute for a minute. I got to pay my help. I'll call you back. I'll be on mute. I'll get back on in about 5 minutes.
Okay, you got it. Okay. All right. Oh. 571-4080.
What's
going
on
now?
Joe? How's everybody?
Can't complain.
Nice. Yeah, he did. I think Ricky won the first round.
But did he win off
a
red light?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Well,
because I think Timo beat him in the semis.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay.
But it was a good race though. But you know, yeah, them Texas boys, they put on a show.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
Hey, Fat Albert, which one you like better? Do you like a time on or a time off?
Probably time on. Like Jeff said, they could burn you down, and, you know. They could sit there, and if you put on both bulbs, like he said, you dead in the water. You can't move, can't do nothing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd rather have time on. But, you know, like I tell everybody, everybody kept calling me about that situation. I always go track rules unless you tell me different. All my races are track rules unless you specifically tell me, Albert, we going by grudge track rules. And, hell, a lot of people don't even know what grudge track rule is. So
I can tell you, listen, I can tell you right now, I went to grudge rules, right? And I ran Antoine at the beginning of the year. And I was in the lights for 20 seconds. Waiting for him, so
yep.
I know the deal, and I guess the transmission was getting heated up. I mean, I didn't go and stand on the trans brake, but I was on it, you know, just sitting in the lights, you know, and that was
uh-huh.
holding that button, just saying, oh, shit, I can't let go. And I was just sitting there, the
yep.
was that proved my point right there. I could see what they're talking about, you know, but yeah, it happened. Yeah, so I'm going to open up a couple of these mics because I know a lot of people want to argue about whatever, you know, say that, nah, it's better off doing it this way, but teachers on.
Right.
I just figured out, get out, ask everybody because now that's going to be part of the SIPs now. Everybody got to know they're going to have to say something about that.
Right.
Because otherwise, a stupid argument over something crazy. and they got to know.
Yep.
So, matter of fact, while you on here, go ahead and explain to everybody what grudge rules is and what track rules is. Why don't we do this?
Well, track rules with the track. What the Rod Weber? He won both. He won both. Oh, they say Ricky, he won both green. I don't know what the hell that means. But track rules, you go by the track, whatever, how they go by. You know, they if they run the time of it. Grudge track rules is, like you said, you could sit there all day if you want to. And if you take off, hit the wall, but stay on your side, you still could win the race as long as you don't cross the middle. You can hit the wall. You can hit it 1,000 times, but as long as you stay on your side and don't cross that center line, you still can win the race. So grudge track rules pretty much just make up your own shit as you go. That's basically what it is. But if you hit that wall and don't cross that center line, you still win the race.
Okay, okay. All right.
Oh, no, they say Cannibal, that first one, it was green. It really don't make a difference shit here, but go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
He lost, so it don't matter. But, yeah, that's basically what it is, man. Just know what you're saying. But I think that clock situation, that timer shit, I think everybody going to start being a little bit more keen on that now. Hey, what are we doing? Is the time on? Is our auto, you know, is it on? Is it off? How are we doing this? So it's best that you put that in your steps.
Yeah, you got to do it
nowadays. Everybody try to find a loophole out of a, you know, if there's a chance for me to win 5,000 or lose 5,000, I'm gonna go after the chance to win, you know. So I'm like, oh, I done found me a loophole. So and seeing like that seems to be the thing now, you know, people wants to find loopholes on how to get out of races or win a race when they know they lost, and you know, it's just a lot of politics in it now, man. It just ain't go out there and get your man, whip his ass, and go on home. You gotta put a whole lot of politics in it now.
Yeah, you better have a DP man, too. You can't be going by.
Yes, indeed.
You know, you already just seen it just happen. So, it is
mm-hmm.
what it is.
So,
I know everybody said, no,
and
I just talk to my man, and he know what he is. And then one say, well, no, I meant it this way, and the other one say, I meant it that way. So, it is what it is.
You better get you a DP man that know what he's doing, because. Boy, he had to make that call. Woo!
Especially somebody
there was a
like
whole
that.
Lot of, from the live feed, I saw, it was a whole lot of pissed off people.
Yeah, I seen a couple people standing out there. They had the big security. I've seen
yes,
that
sir.
One.
Mm-mm. So, but yeah, that's going to be the talk for probably a week or so.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I see another guy saying, what happens if the man hit the wall and the other guy red light? Now, if they was playing track rules, is worse the first or something like that they say, right?
The so man, if you're going by track rules, the man in the right lane red light, the man in the left lane takes off and he hits the wall, the man in the right lane that red light wins the race.
All right. That's why I know a lot of people
he wins
the
race. You know, that's like if the man red light, they have it at custom tees one side, the dude red light in the right lane. The second guy had to race one, but he hit it. He crossed the center line. Oh, you lost. But they were like, oh, but he red light first. It doesn't matter. All you had to do was just coast on down it, but you tried to hit it, lost control, and you crossed the center line.
Mm-hmm.
That's... You know, so you lose because you cross the line. That's the worst thing you can do is cross that line.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, well, that's what they no, better get there.
A lot of people, he said first is worse and the red light happens first. No, if you red light, listen to me, y'all. See, y'all. That's the problem. Y'all don't know these rules. If you red light and the guy beside you cross the line, the guy that red light wins the race. That's that any track in the United States. I don't know with all this No, he red light first. No. The worst thing you can do in drag racing is cross that center line. If you cross that center line, you lose. You can go to any track, ask any official, anybody, they will tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. If you cross that center line, you automatically lose. I don't care if he red light or whatever. He wins. It's automatic. So you can say what you want. You think you know it all, but that is the rule. So.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. So let me open up a couple more mics. Hold on for a second, pal. Let me open up this mic. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
I heard some bullshit just a while ago.
What'd you hear?
What?
I heard somebody say I had him up there in the damn beans for about 20 seconds. I heard some bullshit.
Say, look how long you held me in there, for real. Look how long you was in there. Go ahead, look. I know, you would have been timed out.
Listen, I'm gonna be real. See, that's another thing people gotta realize. You know what I mean? People in this grudge racing, they
play
games.
No, I didn't.
I'm not saying. I'm not talking to you in general. This don't even go to you because it's happened to me and I've been timed out before. But what I'm saying is this: that bulb, it can play a part in a race. You playing with a man's head. You know what I mean? Now, listen. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I'm gonna tell you what almost happened. I was about to cut it off. That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna cut it off and sit there. Start it up, clear it out, win it up. I said, "Nah, I'm not gonna do that to Joe. I'm not gonna do that because I ain't gonna do that to him because I knew he wouldn't do it to me." But yeah, I did make you sit there for a little bit. That's true. That is true.
But that's also the reason I was worried about. I said, if I pull out this beam, I'm gonna automatically red light. So I said, I got to sit my ass. So I just sat there. Yeah, I've seen it happen with Marcus. We be backed up and pulled back in, and he said, "No, I love this." No, you backed up the beam. You automatically screwed up. That was it.
That's the point of knowing if your own start is on or not. You got to know what you're dealing with and what tracks you're going with. The same way Fat Albert is, you know, about, you know, the clear, same thing. Like, you got to know what DP men to use for the clear and all different types of things, you know what I mean? You got to know. If you don't know these things, what's the point of you locking in a grudge race with that person, as that DP man? You got to know all of these things. It's all of the elements to a grudge race.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You got to know your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always say this: I love auto start on. We have been timed out before. It's happened. It is what it is. But that's the chance you take. I don't want to be sitting up there just like you said, Joe. I don't want a man that had me, you know, in the beam, and it sit there for damn near 3 minutes. You know what I mean? Transmission might get hot, motor might get high, or anything. Like, nah, we're not. You know what I mean? Anything like that? It's a little thing in there. It's like a secure blanket. Is what it really is. How I look at it. Get your ass in this fucking beam and let's go ahead. Let's get it on. That's the way I look at it. It is what it is. I've seen a lot of races won with auto start. I've seen a lot of races lost with auto start.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the word.
Yeah, that is true. And Joe, people text me and say that's wrong, Albert. If that's what y'all feel, then you believe it. You go ahead and red light.
They are retarded.
I don't know why people keep saying, "Albert, you're wrong." If they red light first,
if you go red and that man in that left lane hits the wall, the man that red lights won.
Or cross the center line. The man that red light won. I don't know why people want to argue with me, but.
Correct. And this is another thing. I'm glad you just said that. That's why I also use Fat Albert as a DP man versus Pro Stock Joe. If you lock a race in with Pro Stock Joe, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it. I don't give a fuck who don't like it. It is what it is. Just hear me clear while I'm saying this. Because automatically the cipher, no matter once you lock it in with Pro Stock Joe, it's grudge track rules. I don't fuck with grudge track rules. Because of that dumb shit. He hit the wall coming there. That's why we do 360 in the damn lane and flip the beam, he won. Fuck that. But I already know, no matter what, by default, Fat Albert is going to come forward and say it's track rules. You have to, you know what I mean? You don't even have to say it's track rules with Fat Albert. He tells you from the gate Unless you tell me different, I will go to Grush Track Rules. But no matter what, I'm using Track Rules. I will never have to say nothing.
Do I have to buy both of y'all vests this year for Christmas?
Yeah, do that.
Hey, Antoine, I got a text, and I'm going to read it first. Hold on. Oh, Joe, I got a special announcement, Joe. You got to hear this text. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's I'm going to read it verbatim. He's going
Come
to know ODB
it.
November 12th is getting his ass whipped at 5 p.m.
Hey, Fat Albert, watch
Joe,
this.
Let me,
hey,
hold on. Let me tell
this,
Joe what's
this,
going on.
Oh, tell him what happened.
Yeah. Gangsta and ODB has locked back in again, Joe. November 12th.
I heard.
I have the DP. And this time they're running come to win.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want
to hear no about drivers, no motor.
I'm not here. Listen, Fat Albert, tell him if his mouth is talking heavy, we can double the pot and go to VNP this weekend. I make sure ODB is there. Now talk to me to death.
Because
I'm locked and loaded right now with the trailer right now. Talk me to death. Come to VNP this weekend. You can get it. And I don't even go to VNP. The truck's never been to VNP. Now make sure that can't reflect what your mouth is saying. Then you'll talk that dumb shit to me. You got me fucked up. I ain't clipping none of them
November, motherfuckers. He said November 12th at 5 o'clock. Your ass is his.
And listen. God, and listen while we're ready. Hey, Fat Albert, listen, Fat Albert. At 5 p.m. and 30 seconds, his ass is cut off.
Uh-huh.
You heard me. He ain't gonna make it to 5:01. 5 o'clock and 30 seconds, his ass is done.
Wait, something. Ain't Jay Lai saving time, too?
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
My son will be up that track, too.
Listen, Joe. I'm not worried about that. He going to see these blue flames in front of him again. And mark what I said.
Not the blue.
Now watch what I tell
you. Well, Antoine, suppose you see his blue flames. What's going to happen?
Joe, listen, Fat Albert. I'm about to disrespect him. I'm about to disrespect him in the worst way. We can pedal this bitch and go around him. We don't give a fuck about him.
Oh, Lord. He said bet a thousand.
Man, listen, and what did I tell him? Put that shit in the pot. Don't talk me to death because you only want to stop at 1,500, motherfuckers. Bet it up. Get it up. Don't talk me to death. I ain't here to be talked. We friends until the race, but once you ain't bet that money, we ain't friends. So I'm just letting you know now.
Mm.
And I got your ass right where I want you to be. You got a wannabe driver and a wannabe owner. Watch what the fuck we going to do to
you.
Oh,
I don't let you say that.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't say that.
Hold on, I ain't done. Watch this. And if he talks nasty, If he talks nasty, I'll bring that black S10 too, and we'll do a gangbang on his ass the same day. Now talk nice.
Bobby, hit that one button. Don't take this shit down to the corner.
And Fat Albert.
Locked and loaded with 9 nitrous bottles full.
So what the fuck did you want to do?
973. Your mic is open.
Come on here. Now talk nice, and I'm going to act nice.
Don't start that fucking line.
What the fuck was a lie? What the fuck was a lie? I told you on the phone. We could go for more. You said no.
Yeah,
you
want to control the conversation?
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Who called the bet? Who called the bet, Antoine?
You did. I said 5-1-15-1-4. You said no.
Hold on,
watch this, Fat Albert. Make it 5-1-2000.
You fucking lie. Stop lying.
Since he's fucking talking, do you want to go 5-1-25? That's what the fuck I thought. Don't call me the fucking
bet, Antoine.
Man, you call. Hold up. Let me back this trailer because I'm about to explain.
I'm about to
show you what the fuck. Hold up.
Yeah, y'all said
the phone.
Hold on, Fat Albert. Hold on, because I called him in fucking lie. This is what he did.
Hold up,
3D glasses. Hold on, 3D glasses. This is what the fuck I'm going to tell you.
But, Antoine,
Hold on, Fat Albert.
No.
I'm going to let you say this, but let me say this. That Sunday, you and Simon called me. Hold up, man. Listen, shut the fuck up. You called me with Simon on the damn phone. It's what you did. You called me with Simon on the phone. Antoine, I want to run your head up. Simon can drive. We can do it for $500, $1,000, or $1,500. That's the max that I'm willing to go
I
with.
Didn't
that's
say
what
that.
The fuck you say. That's what
say that.
That's why my dead grandma's crazy.
Albert on the
shit.
Phone. Mr. Albert.
You're not listening to me. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. You're not listening. The sun is
talking
on the line.
Antoine.
Yo, you just talk so
all
fucking
right,
dumb. You just talk to hear yourself.
Look.
You said,
look,
you said, just like
it's
locked.
Hold
on,
hold
on. It's
locked.
It's locked. Hold up. No, we want to get this
it's
all explained. He called my phone.
Said
he called my phone and said, just like this, 2 on 500, 3 on 1,000, or 5 on 1,500. He went ODB versus Dankster head up. I said, okay, I ain't got no problem with that. Would you go anymore? He said, no, this is the. Would you listen? This is the Sunday, the next day after North versus South. I don't have to lie about shit, buddy, because one thing I ain't lie
about
no fucking money.
What you talking about? What you did yesterday, Antoine?
Hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm gonna get you to where I just said. It's what I just said.
You're talking about
shit okay, but did I lie about that? No, I didn't. So when I called you, I told
you.
I text that out,
Antoine, you called the bet.
Fat Albert. When I text your phone, did
what?
I not text you 5 or 1,500 or better in the lanes at 5 o'clock? ODB versus Gangster. I asked you on the phone, did you want to bet some more money? We're gonna leave it right there. But you wanted to bet $1,000 on the clear, but you want up the pot.
Bet no. You called the bet, Antoine. You made the amount.
Okay.
Not,
okay.
You
Bobby.
Made the
Bobby.
Amount.
Bobby. Oh my God. You
what,
just told me the week before. You just told me the week before that what you want to run for. I'm agreeing to it, but what I'm telling you,
listen,
don't buy the fucking truck. Go ahead, can't
listen, I told y'all run that.
I mean, it's
over.
Real simple right
not,
now. If you want to raise the pot, you can raise the pot.
Y'all say I'm not racing until the Blue Nova.
The race is locked. The race is locked. The race is locked.
Okay.
So it's 5 on 15. It's locked. But you know.
Antoine,
you have said something about
this. If they want to go up higher, they can go
up
higher.
It's
going to
go up
right?
more, brother. Trust
that's
me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to go up more. You got to get your ass
it's
right.
It's
going to
go up.
That was your first and last. You right about that.
Uh-oh.
Well,
you got security.
Let me explain something.
That was your first
and last. Let me explain something.
That was your first and last win against
you. Listen. Well, I tell you what. Let me explain something to you, dog. Let me play some shit. Listen. You ain't showing me shit.
I'm gonna show you.
That was your fucking fault.
Yes, you
and
did.
Fat
Albert,
I'm gonna wear a shirt to MIR that says, "My name is Bobby and I'm a Wankster." That's the shirt I'm wearing to MIR. My name is Bobby and I'm a Wankster.
But
I ain't. I don't want to take too much time up. But I know one thing. November 12th. You better have your ass in that line by 5 o'clock. That's all I got to say. And bring Prince
home. Man, listen. Hold on. Watch this. Hold on. Fat Albert. I ain't doing too much arguing.
Yeah.
Fat Albert, watch this. Just watch this. Since you're talking so fucking much, come off the trail at 1 o'clock. Now show me you're a gangster.
5 o'clock. You ain't.
That's what the fuck I thought. Get your test shots in. Get your test shots in, motherfucker.
5 o'clock.
Who the fuck you fucking with? This ain't Cliff. You do do a test shot,
Antoine,
motherfucker.
I got a text.
5 o'clock.
Antoine, I got a text.
O'clock.
I got a text, Antoine. I got it, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It said, Buck, we
Come
can
on.
Be at VMP this weekend. Oh, shit,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
It said, Buck, we can.
Listen. what the fuck you want to do?
Antoine, I was screenshotting and sending it to you. It said, Buck, we can be at VMP
send it to me.
This
now,
weekend.
Now, listen.
Yeah,
see,
so you don't
this,
think I'm making
clown,
this up?
This,
yes, sir.
Listen. This is the clown shit I be talking about. I talked in 2 weeks a whole time. No, I got to come to Fresh Show. I'm not going no fucking where else. Man, sit your $2 ass down before I make change out your ass, boy. Get the fuck out of here. You think somebody's scared of a motherfucking buckwheat? Bring that, no. You know what? I'm going to show you something. Come November 12th, bitch, I run you off the trailer. No, fuck that. Come November 12th, I run your bitch ass off the trailer. I ain't got to fucking talk to me to damn death. Just like that.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck about a buckwheat, man. He talks too fucking much.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being nice because what I really want to tell him, he'll go ahead and cry and call Pop on the back lines. He disrespecting me because I really want to say some real foul shit right now. But I'm gonna let him live. I'm gonna say
hold on. I got to see where the hell his damn mic is because I got to make sure open.
Hold on, I'm dropping this trailer. Talking fucking retarded.
443-7145-6. Your mic is open. 443-7156. Your mic is open.
Come on with it.
All right. I ain't hear nothing. I open that mic.
I ain't hear nothing. I ain't hear nothing either. Put them on mute.
Yep. I open up the mic. I'll say it one more time before I close it. 443-7156. Your mic is open. All right. Got to close it down. Sound like somebody taking a dump. Hold on here. All right, let me. That's what it sounds like, man. Golly, did it? Hold on. Let me open up this mic. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going
what's
on,
now,
James?
Antoine?
All right, what's going on, James?
What up?
Not too much, man. I'd rather have track rules. I'll always say track rules. And the track rules is, what is it, NHRA rules? That's when you say track rules. Mm-hmm. So whatever goes on it, on theirs, that's what track rules is. So when you holler track rules and you hold up past that 7 seconds, you lose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's automatic. That's automatically in there when you say track rules. Those are the rules. You're going by the track. So if you hit the wall on your side, you lose. If you cross, you lose. Any of that. And you ain't got to hit the wall. All you got to do is cross that white line on the right side. You lose.
Now, but James, you know, but do you understand what I was saying about the guy that red lights and the
first
man that.
First, if the man red lights.
Yeah.
And you hit the wall, cross that right line, left line, any line you cross anywhere, the person that red light win. In fact,
try to tell these guys they don't want to listen to me, man. But I try to.
Yeah,
not trying to say
fact,
I know everything, but trust me,
yeah,
I know what I'm
they
talking about.
They better go look at the rules then, because they don't know. But that's what almost happened to that almost happened to 8-Ball. They were
correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. He crossed, but he didn't. They almost happened to 8-Ball. And Fred's race. Fred red lighted, 8-Ball went down, was going crazy, this, that, and other, and luckily he didn't cross.
That's right. If he don't cross,
yeah,
he still, but he win. That's right. But if he would have crossed, then Fred would have won. Automatically.
Yep. Didn't even get on the start line.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
That's why I try to tell these guys. Yeah, go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
So when we say, all right, I really don't know the answer to this. That's why I'm asking. I've never seen it happen. Right lane hits the wall. Left lane crosses center line. What's worse, crossing the center line or hitting the wall?
Well, whoever did it first.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
It's equal.
Whoever did, cause that's both disqualified, but whoever went first, whoever did it first.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. with that race James just mentioned, you know, I was so focused on killing Bobby on the tree because we had a $100 bet on the tree. I saw him go red, but it didn't register that he went red until I was 150 feet down the track and sideways, and I'm like, why am I doing this? You know,
right.
That's when it registered.
As long
for me,
as you keep it on your lane.
You did.
As long as you don't, like James said, you don't hit neither one of them wall cross, any of them lives out there, you good. You good, but
yeah.
Once you cross it, it ain't no. Well, he red light first. He did that first. It doesn't matter. It does not
correct.
Matter. You know, I had to make that call at Custom T, and then you know a lot
mm-hmm.
of people was upset with me. But look, I'm not gonna cheat a man to make y'all happy. I refuse to do that. I would never do that.
And when
I'm
they say grudge
do,
rules,
take
it's
a,
whatever you decide.
Mm.
They
that's
say
what, that's
you can
what
cross in the back of me and come back in your lane and win the race. You know, that's whatever y'all decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right, hold on.
But,
you guys, let me make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. Damn, I hope I ain't close Antoine's mic off. Who's next?
Oh, he'll get back on.
No,
oh,
I'm here.
Man,
I'm here, Joe.
Oh,
there you go, Joe. I'm busy.
You good.
I told you, Joe, I'm busy. I'm handling something.
Okay. Okay. Let me open up this here mic. What is it? 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Evening, Tom, fellas. What's going on?
What's going on, Mark?
What's up here?
Ain't too much. What's happening, Fat Albert?
Not much.
You know,
trying to get these
comment
rules
going
together.
I got you.
Would you,
yeah,
you like that rules or you like that grudge rule? You want the timer on or off?
I'll never run on grudge rules. I'll never run on grudge rules. And that's one of the reasons why, because I feel like those rules, you can get yourself in trouble real quick. If you stick to the track rules, yep, you can get yourself in trouble real quick and the next man besides you. Because guess what? With them grudge rules, that ain't stopping a motherfucker fighting that wheel, trying to get to the finish line. He don't give a damn if he bounce off your side to his side or another side. You know what I mean? He's just trying to get down through there and get turn that wind light on. Nah. Keep me to track rules.
ODB and Gangsta, what they running off?
Track rules.
They run off of track rules.
Track rules.
Okay.
Yeah, they
every race
rules.
IDP, Joe, is always track rules. Unless you tell me, Grant, both of y'all agree to it. But if you use me as a DP man, it would be track rules. Always. Unless you tell me. Both of y'all tell me.
I agree 100%, Fat Albert. You know, even with the lights, it was a lot of stuff went down this weekend down at Orangeburg, South Carolina. And a lot of shit happened behind that shit. If you know, you know. Some people know and some people don't know. But, you know, I just say this, man. No matter what the circumstances is and no matter what the DP man say or how he call it, if you trust that man to put $20,000, $40,000 in his hand, you at the end of the day, right, wrong, or indifferent, you need to go along with that man say. It's just that simple. Now, I got a second half to that. Now, the DP man called a race on this guy won, this at the third, right? But then 20 minutes later, after somebody tried to convince him or threaten him, and he said, no race, I need everybody to get my money back. Now that's when you got an issue. You understand?
Yeah, so you go.
What I'm saying
good
is,
report.
Make sure y'all getting a replica DP man that's going to stand on his word and stand behind it 100%. And once he make that final decision, that's it. Plain and simple. Can't everybody hold no money, and can't everybody call a fair race down the middle? So just know who you're dealing with and how to handle situations if those ever come into play. But at the end of the day, track rules will save you before it would hurt you. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always going to run on track rules. If the other party don't want to run on track rules, then guess what? We just would not run you. Because people do some dangerous things under dangerous measures. Understand that. So I just want to put my input in on some incidents that happened this past weekend. You know, dealing with DP men, dealing with track rules, dealing with light malfunctions. You know, you know what you got going on, man. Know what you got going on at all times.
I heard it was a rumor going around the DP man bet with the side that he decided on.
Well, that's what they say.
He said that again? Say that again, James. What did he say?
I said a rumor was going around the DP man bet with the side that red light.
Well, see, okay, I'm glad you brought it. That's why I had you. That's why when people ask me, Iba, who you like, and I'm DPing, I'm neutral. I wouldn't. Willie Dog taught me that one time when he came to Custom Team. He said, I was like, man, I like that call. He said, aren't you DPing that race? I said, yeah, don't you ever. And he told me this a long time ago. He said, don't you ever say who you like or who you bet it on. You don't never bet on a race that you DP, because if somebody ever find out and you had to make a call for that call, even if it was right, the first thing they're going to say is you only picked that side because you bet it on them.
Absolutely.
And he told me, I said, man, you're absolutely right. He said,
I heard a rumor. I'm just reporting.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but yeah, I would never, never.
Hey Jay, this is what I can say. You know, I heard the same thing, but who's to say that it was true? Who's to say it wasn't true? You understand? Like, who had evidence of it? You know?
Right.
It's different if you got somebody red-handed. You know what I mean? In the act, and you got it on camera or whatever the case may be, or you got for sure evidence that this man was betting with the other party. That's different. But if you just guessing or this, that, and the third, man, you starting a war that some people just can't finish, you know. And it really was about to be a war, you know what I mean? Or whatnot. So that's all I got to say about
that. Hey,
I'm sure them guys.
Hey, Joe, open up Fred Weekly, Mike. He said he would like to speak on this subject.
Good topic.
Okay.
Good topic,
oh yeah, damn good topic.
And I think at the end of the day,
443.
People can learn some stuff behind this.
Is it 443 number?
Hey, Fred, I think we opened your mic. Yeah, 4437.
Yeah, I think that was the one I opened up the first time.
Yeah.
Hey, Albert, can you hear me?
156. Your mic is on.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Fred.
There you go, Fred.
We got you.
Okay, what's good, fellas?
What's going on, Fred?
All right, what's going
on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
you
want to echo. You echoing. He's echoing.
Okay, hold on for me.
Somebody on speakerphone.
Somebody
on speaker.
Hey, can y'all hear me now, fellas?
Yeah,
we hear
you
good.
You good.
Okay, good. Hey Marcus, what you just said is exactly on point. And I'll tell you guys that I was down there in the mix with all of that controversy that was going down in Orangeburg, and it got really bad, you know what I mean? And not only I like your stance of everything being track rules, and then to keep it 100, a lot of these guys who are grudge racing and betting a significant amount of money, they don't even know what track rules speaks to. You know what I mean? Because it showed.
Good report.
You know what I mean? It showed when that race that I think James and Marcus was just speaking on, you're talking about a race that's $40,000 aside, an $80,000 pot, and when it came down to a decision that had to be made about track rules, one side didn't even know what track rules stood for. Right? So it's important, man, as grudge racers that, number one, that you do have a reputable DP, man, and I'll say, Albert, I'll say you're one of the best in the game that we have. I DP too, but I don't have the passion around it like you do, and you're really organized with it. But I take it very seriously when I do it. But then the other thing is, you know, have the money in the rep, because when you got to make a tough decision, right, because I was the host of the event, and the DP man came to me, Big Fred, what are you doing in these situations? Hold, man. They trusted you with almost 100 racks. You need to make a call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know what I would do.
That's right.
But I'm not vested in that to be able to say, yeah, nay. Now, ultimately, I told them me, Mike Hill, and a nephew, we got together and helped the situation out because, to Marcus's point, it was getting very heated. Just imagine when you got almost 100 grand on the line and no one's willing to make a decision. We know what the right decision is, and then, you know, people are getting antsy. You know, they're getting out of control. Emotions are going. You probably got another $50,000 that's bet on the side, right on the starting line, because that's the type of money that was running around out there. So it was getting very heated out there fast. But then the other thing, Albert, that I wanted to say was, I ain't going to keep you guys, but even in track rules, you got to speak to the detail of auto start, right? So people need to know when you're racing, right, is auto start on or is it off, right? The general rule methodology is that was started in the South that 9 times out of 10 auto start is not on, right? However, in the DMV, I can tell you 8 out of 10 times auto start is on.
Right? That's right. The report
is on. You know what I mean? So that becomes a controversy in itself. And then how does auto start play in the form of track rules? Well, if auto start is on, it is a formulation of track rules. If it's not on, then it's nothing to talk about. So I think that as people start, you know, everybody's betting their hard-earned money, however you get your money, whatever floats your boat, but you just got to know it, because you got a lot of new guys who are jumping in the game and money's flying everywhere, and they really don't know what they're betting. And nothing's never an issue until it becomes an issue. And I can tell you over the weekend,
we had several races that were issues. And you one race, the first race was with Ricky, with Cannibal and Frank Lucas, and that race had to be paid out, you know, $82,000 plus. But it was a controversy, right? But we later cleared it up. But whether it's $80,000 or whether it's $800, I just think that everybody needs to do their homework as it pertains to track rules and the detailed steps of the race before it becomes an issue. But that was just my two cents. Because they
all
have it, they
reports,
got bad
Fran,
down there.
Fran, all good reports. Yes, well, sir, man. And we, and
yes, sir.
Fran,
well said. Well said.
You see, when we're all with each other, Fran, you know, like, even on Saturday, people don't know it got bad.
It got bad on Saturday. And I'll tell you this, and you know, shout out to my man Aaron and them because they had a great event. You know what I mean? I'm thankful that I was there because when that timing system shut down and all of that, because I've seen that so many times before, I was able enough to have knowledge and partner with my man Monster Jones, where we've seen that before, and we knew what to do to help them to get that race back on track so that way that we could get it going and do it again. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you know, Aaron was so frustrated with the facility, he was about to shut the race down. You know what I mean? Right at the driver's meeting. So, you know, we've seen some of those things before, so we – it took us about 45 minutes, 50 minutes for to help them, tell them what they needed to do with the computer system so we could get that thing back going good. And if you notice, Marcus, they didn't have an issue with the lights, the timing system, or anything since then, since we did what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Just, you know the detail and, you know, just deal with reputable people, man, who will make a tough call and who won't be wavering to one side or the other because, y'all are exactly right. It wasn't a rumor. The DP man did have his hands in the pot, and that became an issue in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
So, well said,
it was
confirmed,
well
said, buddy. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And see, if that is, he's wrong for doing that. He's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If I know, look, if Marcus come to me and say, Albert, I'm running John Ford, and I'm like, Marcus can't beat him, I'm still not going to put no money on John Ford because I'm the DP man. I can't do that.
Okay. So
you know,
now we have two.
If I know,
the first
if I know,
issue
if
is
I know,
he's in the pot. The second issue is he changed his decision. He initially said, one side won, then he backed it up and called it a no race. There's two fundamental issues with that DP man right there.
Absolutely, and that's a DP man that I do not want nothing to do with. I don't care who it is, whether his name was wheelchair or stand up in a chair. I don't want
you don't
to
care
do
who he
Wait
is.
A second.
Don't care.
Right.
Don't care who he is. There's an issue there. He's got his fingers in the pot, DP in the race, and then he puts his decision. He's no more good. He's tarnished now.
He's compromised.
I don't know the man. Yes, he's compromised.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you this.
He wish he didn't. But what happened to him?
Yes, sir.
I'll leave it at that.
I would never do no shit like that. If I Marcus and them running Zeus and Marcus found out that I had betted on Zeus, that makes me look bad. I would never do no stupid shit like that. And for him to do that,
Fran,
man, you don't fuck your name up.
Hey, Albert, it got
real bad
for him. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, Freddie, watch this, Freddie. Hey, Albert.
Yo,
is your life worth?
No, sir. No, sir. I know exactly where you're going.
Okay.
No, sir.
Well,
I'm going to leave it alone.
Hey, Mark, that's a great report. I'll tell you this.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been in this promoting game, been in the game for, you know, close to 30 years, but been promoting for, you know, right around six. And y'all always hear me say, that's why when I have a race, I don't bet. And when I DP, I don't bet. And that's the way I was taught from day one. By Monster Jones and Big Money. I was taught that way from day one, and I've always stayed that way for 6 years. And this is the reason why, because, and Marcus knew firsthand, he was there, this weekend was a worst-case scenario where someone almost lost their life behind playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's like Gordo did a live feed, and he wanted me. He said, "Abba, you the DP, but tell us as a fan who you like." I like Gordo. I don't do that. I don't.
No.
Do that. I'm DPing. I would never. And he was like, "Oh, I'm not." He said, "No, no. I'm just saying. Tell me who you like as a fan, Gordo. I don't do that.
No.
I would never do no,
no
shit like." And he hung up on me. But you know, that's the, you know. But anyway, that's my rules. I would never do that. But you know, it's just I'm. Man, I didn't know that part until you and Marcus just said what happened, but
man,
now everybody
shit.
See why I would never do no shit like that. No, sir.
Not worth it,
never.
Man. Not worth it because he like not
hold
on,
guys,
up out of there.
Open up. I got like about 12 mics right here. Let me just make sure I open everybody up because I see they keep clicking me.
Yeah.
Let me open this mic up. 973-2568. Your mic is open. 2558. I'm sorry.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's going on?
What's
now?
Up now?
Hey, man, I'm listening to this shit. It's crazy. I hear it, man. It's just a crazy, crazy, crazy situation. I mean, but y'all all did y'all part, man. I watched it from home. I'm gonna give you this, man. Fred, I gotta tell you, man. I like your style, man. It's just I got to give you credit for it, man. You just your swag is there with the game for your business part, but your race program is shit. You know.
Ooh. Oh, this showing up. Oh, this showing up. I couldn't get divorced. This showing up.
No,
showing
no,
up.
Bitch,
that's smart.
You beat the shit out of me. You know my fucking voice because you call me cracking jokes all the fucking time. You know
oh,
my fucking
Mark
voice.
Jackson. Oh, hey, Mark. Where Marcus at? Marcus got to hear this.
I'm on here. Come on, wait, Alvin.
Man,
come on in here.
Man, hey, man, that ain't nothing. But Mark Jackson ain't nothing but sweet money, man. Sweet money.
And Mark Jackson,
boy,
you been hard on me, boy.
That fool, Fred, that fool kept making my Cash App go bring all weekend. He's the sweetest motherfucker I ever met in my life.
He tore his ass up, Alvin. Tore his ass up.
Woo! He's sweet, man.
Fred,
he's just sweet.
Hey, Fred.
Huh?
Fred.
Huh?
I'm going to keep it 100. I didn't pay him a motherfucking thing, so he told another fucking lot.
I think, hey, Fred, his wife... His wife paid me. His wife paid me. I'm sorry, Mark. You're right. Your wife, well, she gonna divorce your ass. You keep losing her money.
Hey, I'm in the talk. She said, Fred, I said, I lost again, baby. Here, send it to Fat Albert. She said, who the fuck is this? I said, he whooping on my ass.
I'm going to tell y'all something now. As much as I love the bet, Albert, I'm going to tell you this. As much as I love the bet, and we'll go out there, you know what I mean, for something reasonable. But I'm going to tell you this.
Right.
When I say money was flying everywhere down that month, I will bet you any amount of money, you probably had three quarters of a ticket, $750,000 in cash on that property gambling.
Hey,
yo, them boys on the starting line.
I came on here because I wanted to ask a question. I've ran for a lot, you know what I'm saying? I've done my part in that aspect. But my question to you, I've never came into these encounters of that type of situation. So with my question, when y'all keep saying track rules and the man that red lit, and if he would hit the wall, the man that red lit wins the race. Now, if you was to switch the race and say grudge track rules and the man red light, and who would be the winner in the terminology with that?
Red light. Say that again,
red light.
I didn't hear it.
Red light is the first.
Red light, y'all was saying red light, and if he crossed the line or hit the wall, the man at red light wins
but
the race.
In grudge rules, they say once the red light come on, the race is over, no matter what happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah,
to answer that, I've only done, to my knowledge, that I've only done one race when I ran Andy knowing the auto start was on. So to answer the topic, it was bad on my part because he knew exactly what I was going to do. When you're doing your homework and racing these shit, he studied how I race, and that auto start fucked me up. And he knew that.
Yeah, that auto start's tough, especially when you don't know it's on.
Like Marcus said, that grudge track, it will hurt you. It will hurt you, all, I mean, 10 out of 10 times. It will hurt you. That's if you don't know.
The reason
the opposite end of that is worse is first.
Well, I had a system set up on my car at the time when I thought auto start was going to help me because I was running the water system in the car. And then when what Jeff Roger was saying is the man can't burn you down. But the bad part that I don't like about auto start is he whoever goes in, he controls your start. Now, I don't care if I go in last. I don't care if I go in first because I feel I'm going to cut my light. But when you got the person you racing that knows this and a smart man, he controls the race if he get in there first. So
yeah, let me ask y'all this. Look,
I would like it
Mark,
all.
Hold that thought
Mark,
for one second.
Too much.
Who on here knows when the auto start? I'm going to see how much y'all know about grudge racing and auto start and track rules. Who on here knows when the track rules countdown starts? When does
as
it start
you
before
that,
you get timed out?
As soon as the other man, the second bulb, and the man comes in, that's when it starts.
Let me tell you when it starts. It actually starts when the starting line guy flips the button, and 9 out of 10 times he flips it on the third bub. But it doesn't start until the starting line agent flips the button.
Right. That is correct.
A lot of people think that it starts as soon as that third bub lifts, but it doesn't actually start until he manually clicks the button on the line.
Right. Mm-hmm. But most line guys will wait until the third. When the third bulb come on, then that's when he clicks it on. But most guys, almost like Fred said, though,
but
he's the one that got to hit the button.
I'm going to tell you what we did in Orangeburg because of the issues that we were having. We waited until the fourth bulb came on, and then he clicked the button.
Correct.
Because it was so many other issues.
I'm gonna give y'all a little secret, just in racing, right? And it ain't really a secret, but it's just knowing what you know. How many people go to the track and just sit there and study what that starter is doing? How many can say that? They go to track.
The smart man, Marcus.
Nobody.
Because this is what I can tell you. If certain tracks, the tree fall quick. And certain tracks, that tree can start.
Right.
That tree take a long while. You know why?
Yeah.
It's the starter. If you go, when you get to the track early, and you just look at the tested tune guys, that's some information that I just want to put out there.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you this. Did you notice how much of a difference it was between what we used to in the DMV and how it was in Maple Grove?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a big difference.
Yes.
Listen, would it be your DP, Fred DP, would it be a issue before a DP man was to pay off, he made sure both the people that he holding the money for agrees on whatever decision that was made because
I can't make the decision until both of y'all make the decision. You don't need me. You don't need me. I got to wait till both of y'all agree.
You make the decision in front of
Let me say this. Hold on, Mark.
Correct.
If you give me 10,000, Mark, and Marcus give me 10,000, both of y'all
that
trust me to make that decision.
If you want to know the truth,
it's better for Albert or myself or whoever's the DP to make the decision while both people are not around.
Correct.
Because what happens is normally 9 times out of 10, especially with the clear, someone's trying to stray you to make the decision to lay in their favor. So it's best to make a clean decision with a clean thought process when both parties are not around.
Well, I understand that, but I was just saying because
I can't come to both of y'all and say, all right, Marcus won. Marcus, do you agree? You know, Marcus gonna say, yeah, I agree. Marcus, do you agree? You were like, hell no. But if I got to wait on both of y'all to agree, then y'all don't need me.
Right. Right. Because that means you don't trust me.
Right. Y'all, you don't need to agree. Y'all will do that on your own.
But I understand
right.
that, but,
so
like,
I got to make the best call.
Like, when my uncle ran Killer, Fred was holding the money, and they was at the start line saying that we didn't want him. So he did wait and say he wanted to hear from the man up top. But everybody trying to persuade him beforehand, it gets in his head already. So it should be like, fuck off to them. I'm going to listen to what the man said at the end. And then forget what the people I got to talk to. Because people that ain't got nothing to do with it is always the ones that got something to say.
There you go.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I open up some more of these mics. Jokers hit me left and right. 347-5810, your mic is open.
I'm listening. Just keep going. I'm putting myself on mute.
Hey, I got a question for y'all two DP men. Because it
has
cost you.
It's going to cost you 10%.
Okay. Okay. Well, the pot is zero. So you know what that add up to.
Like that, Jay said, well, the pot is zero, so okay, that's fine.
Go ahead, Jay. Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
It happened with me and Jason at North versus South when he was running EP's car. We run it off the trail. I put
right
one
off the trail.
Bulb on. We run off the trail. I put
on.
One bulb on. Instead of him putting a bulb on, he did a hole shot across the line to the 330. How do you call that? Because he turned both
James,
of the bulbs
James
on.
James, said it again. Say that again.
We were sitting on the line. I pulled in, put one light on.
All right.
On. Instead of him
okay.
going up and just putting one light on, then put the other light on, he backed up. He stopped right before the lights and did a hole shot across the line. So technically, he put those lights on while I had one bulb on because he crossed that line. How would you call that? And he did a hole shot to the 330.
Okay. He did a burnout and went. But you only clicked
he
on
did a
one
burnout.
Light.
He did a burnout, went across the line.
And he
I
dropped.
I did a burnout, went across the line. And I backed up. And I put one bulb on. He backed up and stopped before he got to the light and did a dry hop across the line to the 330.
Mm.
Now, we run it off the track. Mm. How would you call that?
Mm. Y'all run it on track rules.
Track rules.
He was off a dry DP. Hop and crossed both. He lost
that.
He had to turn both sides gloves on.
Right.
He
it
lost
ain't
his
nut. It ain't nothing a DP man can do in that situation.
Wait a minute. James only turned on one bulb, so the rate. Oh, okay. Here we go. James only turned on one bulb, right?
Right.
So his lights,
but
his tree, Jason's tree, was never
if
activated.
If he turned on one, yeah. If he the tree never activated, so he dry hopped and went shot across both beams, right?
Right. So he turned on
two
lights.
He turned on two lights. He red lit.
Yeah, he's done, man.
I he's done.
I didn't want him
to lose it like that. I sat there and got that money.
Okay, but the job does.
So,
this is where the problem. Hold on, James.
Hold on. What was the result? What happened?
What happened? Yeah.
It wasn't no.
Yeah,
call
James won. James win.
I knocked this dude. I waited on him.
But you didn't have to. I mean, you gave him common credit, but you didn't have to.
Hey, Fred, this is why I like your style, but this is why I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask about the same. As you as a DP man, you got to be a DP man. Now, if this meant what? Like, that was a trick that they did all the time back up here in Jersey in the highway. See, but when you got somebody and you got somebody that don't know the details of what they saying or what they do, your job as a DP man is to be quiet and listen, regardless of how you feel the rules are supposed to go. Now, that's why I got a trick up my sleeve for people, and it might not work with the right DP man, but if you were to get a DP man that shut up, don't give his opinion, don't go on all his loyalty and integrity he just shut up and listen and hold the money, what you hire him to do? You
that's
could
it.
Trick a
I'll
lot
give
of people
prime
in
example,
this game.
Mark.
But I want you to hold that thought, right? I'll give you a prime example. Gordo racing Tony Bonds, right, at US 13. Gordo and his team was, you know, getting that stuff together to get in the lanes. Tony was in the lanes way early because he knows how to play the game better than all of us, right? So he was in the lanes, and by Gordo, he was in the back of the lanes.
It was a shit show. It was a fucking
shit
show.
Yeah, so listen, but listen, just listen to me, though. Listen to me. Hear me out. To your point of a DP man got to shut up and just let things ride, right, and be right down the middle. So what happened was the Mark come up and say, hey, listen, Tony's standing at the middle of the lane, say, hey, listen, I'm ready to prep for y'all's race. Well, Tony said, no, we don't need no prep. Let's go. He said, but at that point, Tony has changed his tires, right, and he put on slick. So he was playing the game. So at that point, I can't say, oh, well, Tony don't want his lane, prep Gordo's lane, right? So the reality of it was, what happened was, neither lane got prepped. But if somebody was up there from Gordo's team, his lane would have been prepped. But to your point, I had to be fair and impartial, because if I said, no, Gordo wants his lane prepped, Tony's going to look at me like, you done lost your damn mind. That's none of your business. Stay in your lane. So to your point of a DP man, regardless of what you know should happen, right, you got to stay back, fall back, be quiet, and be fair and impartial.
Okay, so let me ask you a question with your impartialness.
Hey, Mark, I'm getting a lot of texts. I might be wrong on that situation you just said about James. Because like they said, how can you realize like, if James ain't turned on
it was no,
he is.
My question was, Al, was there three bubbles
right
light
there, that race right there is what I'm about to get to Fred on. Now, Fred, you said you could be impartial. Now, if I say Fred, I don't care what you think, what your beliefs or rules are in this race. Now, I got a situation that I'm going to put them out there, and I don't want to put that person in, but I haven't did it, but it can happen. Now, your job as a DP, man, when I hire you to do a DP, shut up. I don't care about what you think. I don't care about what you know. I don't care about your experiences. I say, hold this money
how I work. Good report.
Good
report.
I
can't say nothing.
I'm racing
at
Jack.
A DP man.
I'm racing.
Cannot say anything.
And I brought this up before, but people don't understand it's not what – how you think is what you say. Now, if I tell you, Fred, I'm going to lock this race in. I lock James in. I go to the track at 12 o'clock. I got to be in the lanes, off the trailer at 1 o'clock. I'm coming off the trailer at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to race you head the fuck up. Now, you heard what my rules was, right?
Yeah,
I don't give a damn.
Go ahead.
I'm going to come
off the
trailer
at 1 o'clock.
Be in lanes at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Fuck what I said about what you believe. I got to the track at 9 o'clock. I shook my car down. I came back. I put that bitch on the trailer. I put my car on the trailer and came off the trailer and was in the lanes at 1 o'clock. I don't give a damn what the DP man believe in his hopes is. I came off the trailer and was ready to race at 1 o'clock.
Exactly. I knew where you said it. I knew. Because, see, it's the way you said it. Like, you know, I'm going to give y'all a prime example. Mark and Barry and Brian, they had a race.
Now,
and they said be in the lanes at 5 o'clock. He was in the lanes. Brian was in the lane waiting on Mark. Seatbelts on. Mark came to the trailer. He got there late. He got there like 4:45. Fred, he bought the enclosed trailer, the truck, everything in the stage lanes, and unloaded the car and started working on it. He said, hey, man, what we going to do? We ready. He said, we said be in the lanes at 5 o'clock. I'm in the lane. I just ain't ready to race yet.
Good. God almighty.
That man worked on his car in the stage lanes.
That came a part of an issue, Fred, and that's why I asked you that, because I said I like your style. But you got to hold what I said. I never said I was never going to make no pass. I said,
listen. Hey, you know the rules of the game, money, math, and mystery. Money, math, and mystery.
All right,
hey,
then. So I'm asking you.
Hey, I want to hear what Fat Albert said.
Would you pay off?
I want to hear why they said you were wrong.
Because he never turned no bugs on. He still
we got,
came
we
on
got three things going on at once. We got Mark, we got the James thing, and then we got Marky Barry. Which one are you talking about, James?
My race. That
you're talking about the one James.
Okay.
You said you were wrong. So why did they say you was wrong?
They said you can't red light. If I ain't got my glasses. You can't red light to go to a pre-existing bug. I guess because you ain't turned your second bulb on.
No. Once I turn the bulb on, you can't go past your line.
That's what I was saying. But everybody keeps. Everybody say I was wrong. You wrong.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Hey Joe, open up Tricky Rick Mike.
That goes like that's on the street. Until you line up and nod your head, you ready?
Yeah,
it don't fuck up.
That's right.
That light say.
You're right. So in that sense, if it wasn't three bubbles in a race, if he didn't activate those two bubbles when you had your one James, then he can shoot past that line 20 times if he wants.
Wait a minute, bro.
Yeah,
he could do it past. Hold on. The reason why I said that because he went past that line and he turned on his two bubbles. In order to go past
he's
that line,
then.
You got to turn the two bubbles.
He's done.
If he never staged both his bulbs at a stop, it don't matter that they went on because he went past it. If they not staging solid, it don't matter.
Let me ask you another question. What if I had double bulb?
It don't matter because you need
three bulbs.
It wouldn't matter
because it's not three bulbs. Solid bulbs.
If I double bulbed him and he rolled across his line, and turn both of his bulbs
on. If you double bulb, you would have fucked yourself because he had all the time in the world to do whatever he wanted to do.
No, but he can't go across the line, can he?
If you double bulb anybody going by NHRA track rules, they got all the time in the world to do whatever
they
want to do.
But they can't cross the line.
All you had to do was read it in the NHRA rule book, James.
Look at the NHRA book. He can't cross the line.
I know it.
James, I always side with you, but you're wrong because if you double bulb, I don't got to put no bulb on. So what normally happens when you got no bulb and I got no bulb?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Because you got to be said the truth.
I agree with you.
And let me just tell y'all, 8 out of 10 DP man would struggle with this call. This call would be a controversy 8 out of 10 times, just to keep it real.
But
it's really no struggle. All you got to do is read the NHRA rule book.
No, I know it's not a struggle, but I know exactly what you're saying. But I'm saying most people don't know that.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You mean most people? Okay.
Who's saying read the rule book?
Tricky Rick.
I think that's Tricky Ricky.
All right, Tricky Ricky, you need to go back and read that rule book. You can't cross that line.
I know the rule book.
You can't cross
if
that
you
line.
If you freestage and I went across,
I'm willing to bet you $100. You can't. You said you read that book. I'm willing to bet $100 that you can't cross that line once I turn a bubble.
Why not?
Since you read it, you read the book.
First of all, you had to have two cars in the pre-phase bulb together. First of all,
no.
If the car goes through the light,
I'm going to bet you $100. If one car pre-stays, the other one cannot go across that line.
I don't know about that, man.
For no reason. He said NHAR. Yeah, for no reason. I'm willing to bet that.
Hey, Jay, I think you caught it in the technicality. Because what if you started your burnout first and did a short burnout and stayed before I even got my burnout started across the
street? Mark, you just read my mind.
No. Let's say they did the burnouts and he went across and he backed up.
This is what I said. You're talking about rule book.
Wait a minute, Mark. Let him get it out. This is what I said. Both cars did the burnouts. Both cars went across the line and both cars backed up. I pulled and put my first light on. You cannot cross that line.
He cannot. Go across the line. Yeah, he is right.
Okay, well, guess what? That's why I fucking grudge racing don't class race. Fuck them rules.
but we was running track rules, Mark.
Fuck them track rules. I'm going by my rules. I'm going up there and turn the fucking bubs on, and then my rules, fuck you. You don't like it? Fucking pick somebody else to race. All this track rule, technical bullshit. You turn the fucking bulbs on, you get in the paint, you get that.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just get finished saying earlier you'd rather run track rules?
No, I said I would not. No, you didn't listen to what I said. I said it can fuck you up. That would fuck me up. Because sometimes it can fuck you up and it can hurt you. I got fucked up with Andy with the class rules. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said because the more
he played you like a fiddle.
I thought I thought it was going to help me, but it hurt me.
And them lights, and that's the fastest I ever seen. Lights
you fucking right.
Hey, Albert, hold on for a minute, guys. Hey, Albert. How did that situation turn out with Marky being in the lane with the truck and trailer? I'm curious about that one.
Well, he pulled in, and he unloaded the car in the staging lane. He unloaded the car. So Brian got out and was like, hey, man, what is you doing? He's like, I'm working on my car. He said, man, we're supposed to be ready to race. He said, oh, the strip will be in the lanes at 5 o'clock. I'm in the lanes.
Oh, God Almighty.
And Brian had to wait. Brian had to wait.
Yep, in the lanes.
But he had to
wait. In the lanes and racing are two different things.
Let me tell y'all. That situation right there, that's why guys, come on, I'm going to teach y'all something. I'm going to learn y'all something. When you say, I want to race at 5 o'clock, that's when you say, be in the lanes, race ready.
Ready,
I mean, seatbelts on, helmet on, seatbelts on. You inside that car. Let's go. 5 o'clock. Let's get these two cars up.
Hey, Albert,
that's why
guys
say
Tony Bonds,
race ready.
Tony Bonds, when he stepped his race, he said going down the track by 7 o'clock. So
answered my question. You still have not answered my question.
I know
we
you gave
get back
me a
week ass question.
It came from Mark Jackson.
Fred, don't waste your time. Sit back and watch us get busy. You're a fucking fan.
No, I'm not a fan of Freddie.
Motherfucker,
you know what, sir?
I came out of my office and you got me cussing. I ain't cussed all day long.
Hey, I heard you never cuss. Man, you're making me feel bad. I was just complimenting you how you handle yourself. You was a raggedy motherfucker to be cussing at me now.
My man. Now, that's the Mark I know.
I said, hey, man.
Go ahead, Mark. What's your question? If I trick
a man like that, is Fred and man enough to call it how I said it? And I'm not disrespecting you as a man. Let me say that. I'm not disrespecting a man. But the rules is, what I said is, I'm coming at the track, I'm coming off the trailer, and I'm racing you by 1 o'clock. I don't give a fuck what you think, but I came to the track at 9 o'clock, I shook that bitch down, put it back in the trailer, and came off the trailer at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you didn't come to the track and come off the trailer.
How you figure that?
It wouldn't matter if you came to the track at 7 o'clock in the morning. If you made a pass and you say you coming off the trailer, then you lose your money.
Ricky.
Let me tell you the proper way of doing that.
So the only way to solve all that is just say
you can't do no shakedown at that track that day.
And then Mark said that the DP man,
regardless of what the DP man know, he can't speak on it. But if that's the case, you don't even have a DP man if you don't want him to be fair.
That's not what I said. My reason, wait.
Mark, ain't nobody with that old left-handed shit you got going on, motherfucker.
Stop, they won't.
All I'm asking the question is when you're a DP man, you got to go by what was worded. Not by what you believe.
I said you're right, Mark. You're right. I can't say nothing. If you tricked him like that, there's nothing I can say.
That's what I wanted to know. That's what the fuck I wanted to know.
I can't say nothing. I cannot speak on it. I done heard Marcus and Antoine and all these other. I done heard them get guys with the words they say. It's nothing I can say. It's nothing I would not speak on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that's not my business.
I know what they're doing.
It's not my business.
And listen, I'm not gonna knock that man's hustle. I'm not gonna knock his hustle because I'm out here hustling my motherfucking self.
Exactly. That's why I said.
Let me see. Let me say this. The reason of a DP, man, is just to write down the rules that both of y'all agreed upon. That is it.
Agree to, period.
And to make the call. But I'm not going to tell you, hey, Fred, they putting you in the trick bag. I can't do that.
No, because that's not my business.
It's not my business to do that. I could trick it. Ricky might put Fred in the trick bag, and then if I tell Fred, then what I'm going to do to put Tricky Ricky? I done fuck his hustle up because he had Fred in the trick bag. It's not my job tell y'all if you been putting the trick bag.
I DP for Marcus and them. And when I DP and they do their steps and shit, I'll turn my back and I'll fall out laughing to myself. I say, because these motherfuckers are putting
that
trick bag. And I ain't mad at them because I do
the
same motherfucking thing myself.
Can't get mad at them. They don't got him.
I'm not knocking that man's hustle.
See, y'all think the DP man supposed to save y'all from being put in the trick bag. And look, I done said this 1,000 times on this show. Y'all know I have. Pay attention to your stiffs. If you got to ask me, Abel, what would that mean? I got to tell you because you asked me. But I'm not going to tell you, and you sitting there agreeing. Once you say that word lock, hey, bro, you on your own now. He got you.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing I'm going to say or do to help you.
Let me open up
$150 later, Fat Abel, after you done fucked up my money with your informative ass.
Hey, there's nothing I can do, brother. I'm sorry. 516-3580,
your mic is open. 516-3580, your mic is open.
Your mic is open. It's hot. Let's go. Close them up, Joe, and open up another.
All right, hold on. I'm going to open up another mic. 757-1006, your mic is open.
That's either Weeby or Joe Nunn.
What's going on now?
What's going on?
And that's the Drew Brown. Good.
What's up, Drew?
I keep forgetting Drew got a 757 number too. Yeah, or Drew. Yeah. Go ahead. What's up, Drew?
Hey, man. I'm just listening, man. That's all.
Oh. Well, hey, look. I'm not going to let Fred get on you today. Fred, don't you say nothing about Drew ain't got oil pressure. Don't you bring that shit up today, Fred. Leave that alone.
Hey, I ain't even got the energy for Drew today.
Don't,
what's up,
don't,
Drew?
Don't sigh, Fred. I'm like Erica Badu. I'm sensitive about my shit.
Hey, I ain't even got the energy for you today, brother.
I'm bound up tonight.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Albert, you got to work out when you fuck with Drew because that motherfucker's in shape. He go all day long. I can't
fuck with him. Yes, sir. You go all day long. Yes, sir. He in shape.
Okay.
Where that mouth at Antoine at? We're missing a mouth. I knew I ain't heard somebody in a while.
Hey, Fred, you know, I don't like to pour sugar on shit, but what's going on with you and Antoine?
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Well, Antoine, who?
Mark, I'm going to deal with you after this. Hey, Mark, I'm going to deal with you after the show, Mark.
Hey, Mark,
what
you say what's going on with me and Antoine?
Yeah.
Mark Jackson, listen to what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it on the show. You can't melt Fred and pour that motherfucker on me. I will fuck that president up anytime we're on the podcast.
Hey, Albert, ain't that cute?
Yeah.
Listen to him. Him sound confident. Ain't that cute, Antoine?
I'm going to
buy
you
a motherfucking Happy Meal.
You better listen, you're going to be the sauce of my nuggets when I get done with your ass. You're going to see soon.
Hey, Fred, I respect the game, man. Listen, I go through the same shit with my family, too. Because I believe to hear that. I don't know how true it is, but I believe.
Yeah,
I hear
a lot of shit with you. Hey, Mark, you got a whole lot of shit
that,
with
hear,
you.
Hear,
Mark
I hear
got some shit with him.
I hear y'all as men.
Hey, Mark, you know that ugly motherfucking cousin in your family that you really don't want to deal with? That's who he is.
Oh, shit, the ugly cousin.
Hey, listen.
The ugly cousin.
I'm out the loop, but, you know, I still get these phone calls, man. I hear about the Fred and the Antoine shit. And I said, man, wait a minute, they cousins. I said, how does grandma feel about this shit at Thanksgiving when they talk this nasty to each
stupid,
other?
Boy. You sound fucking stupid.
All right, Antoine,
one thing for sure is it ain't no issue with Antoine. He's out of his fucking league. He know what it is.
Oh, woo.
So listen, so you saving him because he your cousin.
No, there you go with that bullshit, Mark. Hey, Albert, disconnect this fucking line.
Albert,
hold on, let me open up line. Hey, Long Island Joe, meet Mark's ass. I'm sick of him.
Okay, open up another mic. 240-8095. Your mic is open. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
Hold on. Mark Jackson, since you talking dumb, what the fuck is you doing this weekend?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Fresh slide to the side. Slide to the left. What the fuck is you doing, Mark Jackson? Because I'll run you for your number.
This weekend is my one-year anniversary of being married, so I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Freddie, watch this. Why I'm getting ready to do this. I tell you what I want you to do. Since you paid the bet out of your wife's account to Fat Albert, go to your wife and tell her I'm going to cash have her some money to get your ass to the fucking track and get your ass split the fuck
over.
Oh, shit. Mark, it's your turn now, Mark. Your turn.
I'm
good
sticking
report,
to
Albert.
That case.
Your turn. Antoine, say you're going to cash have your wife some money to get your ass there on y'all.
I'm sick of him.
And he said, for your number.
Mark's the only motherfucker I know that took and hired a photographer to take his race car through the fucking track to have a photo shoot like he was in the water mop. That motherfucker won't spin the car over a weak motherfucker, him.
Okay.
He hired a photographer to fake like he was going down the track. That motherfucker don't got no oil pressure.
Okay.
Oh,
I asked you a question. You want to bet on anything you just said?
I'm willing to bet you won't fall out there and get your ass flipped over.
I'm willing to bet whatever the fuck you said, Fat Albert, we go live right now, and I'll show you got oil pressure.
Fuck your oil pressure. Get in the next lane.
That's
you ain't going to do that. So you telling me you're going to take their presence from me heads up?
I told you that before. Did we have that conversation before?
No, you said you're going to run me off the trailer.
Ain't no change by the day.
You lock in one on time, I run your heads up off. I run your heads up at Florida and at Baldy's race. With their presence
and still time. November 5th, we could do it at Custom Tees. Shit, why would I wait till Florida?
November coming for December, you weak motherfucker.
Excuse me, sir. Call me weak. I'm trying to get stronger. Meet me at Baldy's race.
Man, I don't even know if I... Look, we got to make it through November. I'm racing all November, motherfucker. I'm racing in North Carolina. I'm racing in Maryland, and I'm racing in Virginia.
You going to make it. Fuck you and your fucking Virginia and Virginia and Mortar Sports and North, South, South, whatever the fuck you said.
Hey, Fat Albert. I got a special request.
When we book for the property, you, Mark, Marcus, Marcus ODB, all y'all fucking took y'all tail.
No more free advertising for the night. It's time to lock in. We're looking for C-Murder for VMP fucking Saturday. Let's get down, ODB, and C-Murder. Let's get it locked.
I like that race.
Hey, Fred.
Can somebody call Jermaine?
Yeah,
Fred.
Talk to me, Ivan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Don't waste your time with me.
8095, your mic is open.
He ain't going to do
what'd
nothing.
What'd you say, Ivan?
He said, don't waste your time with Mark Jackson. He ain't doing nothing. And he told the truth.
Avon, you know what? You're right, brother. Marcus, you're right.
Hey, Joe Gray, do you see a 757 number or 804? I think that's the area code of VA.
Hey, Fred,
804 is Jermaine. 804 is Jermaine's number.
I got to open up this other number because I think they might be wanting you right now. Hold on a second. 215-6904, your mic is open.
Oh, Lord.
That's Philly.
215-6904, your mic is open.
They ain't nobody but
Zeus. That's Philly.
Yeah, they ain't nobody but Zeus.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's going on?
What's up, Zeus? I knew that was Philly out there.
Y'all got a good
topic tonight. I like that topic y'all talking about, these rules out here. I think a lot of people need to know them.
The report.
What do you think? You think ODB needs to know?
Hey, Marcus, where y'all going?
Hold on. Yeah. We look at the Run C murder at VMP.
I just texted
this Saturday.
I inboxed this shit. And I don't have his phone number. I thought I had Jermaine's number.
I don't have the phone number. Y'all want me calling?
Call him, Fred. Call him, Fred.
I just inboxed and told him Marcus calling you out on the show.
Yes, sir.
We're going to his town.
We're going to his town and lay him down. That's what we're going to do.
2022 NHRA rule book states both contestants must activate their pre-stage lights before either they advance into the staging beams in advanced heads up categories.
You really went and found that rule.
No, I'm glad he did. Say it again.
What did he say?
Read it again. He said you really went and found that rule. That was
Rob. You motherfucking right. I mean,
you
lucky I
that
wasn't Rob. That was Antoine.
My man, Rob. I'm glad he did find it because I didn't know.
Hey, Albert.
Rick, you're saying both top bulbs got to be on first. Go ahead, Marcus.
I got Jermaine on here with me.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, Jermaine. What's going on, player?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, man?
Say what?
Somebody got a lot of background, man.
He's right there.
Mark. Go ahead.
Somebody got a lot of background. Some kids or something. It's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, somebody
ahead,
watching
Jermaine.
A kids show or something.
Hey, what's up,
Jermaine and Marcus? What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, shit, what's going on?
Try and get this race locked in, man. We come to your neck of the woods, and we get this race locked in. Let's go ahead and go over the steps. Let's get it locked the fuck in.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I'm waiting on Kevin, man, because need no shit with no brotherly. Going on, so whenever he,
right, well, listen. One thing about it, I ain't gonna never come into a family affair. You feel me? Y'all get it worked out. Holler back at us before at least by Thursday, and if y'all want to do it, let's do it. You feel me? But we need to have a final decision by Thursday because you know that's a trip for us. You understand? We don't just stay around the corner from y'all. So you know, we just want to plan accordingly.
Hey, Jermaine, just fed out.
Hey, look, just get with me, and if you back like Marcus said Thursday, and then I can get both of y'all on the phone, and we'll get a race for this weekend at VMP, if you want.
Yes, sir.
We gonna
lock it in. I know right now, the car
right.
got something that got tweaked real quick, so I just don't want to do that right
well,
now.
Hold on. You just said we're going to lock it in, but then you turn around and said something else. So are we going to lock it in or you want to wait?
I'm going to wait. But you're going to get what you want because we going to make sure we give it to you.
All right, well, listen. That sounds good, big dog. Just holler at Fat Albert and we'll get on the line and let's get that money up. You know what I mean?
I mean, we can do the same as last time, right?
Well, we do the same, but we gotta have a little bit more money to come that way. That's all. I mean, we can do that. We can talk the money on the back line. We ain't gotta do all this right here. You feel me?
Yeah. I feel you.
We ain't hard to get along with. ODB wants you. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
All right,
and you better get it now. I'm gonna tell you now. You better get it now because I won't be there. I ain't gonna be. That pressure ain't gonna be on your neck like I wanted to. You better do it now. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I won't be there.
So Antoine, you trying to say he better get you now while you ain't gonna be there? Because
he better get
there.
Me while. Because listen, I'm applying 100% touch out.
Well,
you're
Antoine,
applying the same
neck.
You're applying the same pressure as you is with your cousin Fred. Get the fuck out of here.
You ain't you,
man,
you
shut
man,
your ass
listen,
up, Mark Jackson,
listen,
you bald head motherfucker.
Listen, Mark Jackson.
You ain't gotta be there to get
You've been on this show all fucking year long, done paid deposits, did whatever the fuck you did with some bullshit.
Bullshit.
Videos of your car and all this shit, but you ain't done shit. You ain't done
he's
shit this year. You ain't done shit last year. You ain't do shit the year before.
He still got the stickers on his goddamn radios. He still got the stickers on his radios. He ain't burn the stickers off.
His name from now on, Fat Albert, is Dr. I Ain't Shit.
Oh, good God almighty. Great.
And make sure you capitalize I Ain't Shit.
Mark, you got to talk to you like this.
Okay.
Don't talk to you like that,
okay.
Mark Jackson.
Hey, Mark Jackson. Lock in for this weekend.
No, sir.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can you get Mark Jones on the line? I'm feeling froggy. Can you get Mark Jones on the line?
There you go.
Hey, Fred.
I'm gonna call him.
Fuck all that. Since you got so much mouth, meet me at Cecil on Friday.
Man, I'm not even talking to you no more. We'll be honest.
Fred, don't waste your time. We try to lock him in today, Fred. Or at Cecil, and he declined. Don't waste your time.
What'd he do, Marcus? What'd he do?
He declined. Don't waste your time, man.
My man. I'm going to say less then.
Hey, Marcus,
I'll give credit to you. The difference between us and him is we do race.
Yes. Marcus, he's not answering the phone.
Okay.
He'll call back.
Yeah, he'll call back.
Hey, Mark Jones is up that good restaurant money.
Oh. Uh-oh. But somebody did say a red S10 was going to be at VMP. I'm back on mute.
Fat Albert, I'm gonna pull him on him. I gave him multiple dates. He accepted none. He can move when I fucking tell him to move. Even though I lost, he can move when I fucking tell him to move.
That's what I was about to say. How can you set the dates when you lost?
Listen, he's gonna move when I tell him to fucking move. Cause he knows. He knows the truth. He's got to feel like the saddest man in America.
I gotta put the tip in.
Not the whole thing.
This not about you and Zeus though. This not about you and Zeus. That race is dead. That race over. Let's move on to the next.
Thank you, Marcus.
Move that.
Hey, Marcus, boy, I'm proud of you, boy. I got to give you goddamn, I thought I'd never say I'm proud of you, boy.
Fuck off these fake-ass cousins complimenting each other. Antoine, get to the track, whoop his ass on Friday. Now, call my bluff, bitch.
We will not stop, yo.
We're track. Hey, Mark, Antoine and Marcus, they sitting back laughing at you right now, Mark. Just stop, Mark.
Be a DB man and shut the hell up. Friday, hey, the fuck up. Now,
hold on, Antoine. Mark, I say I usually don't get out of it, but I'm going to help. I'm going to break my own rule and help you.
That's right, Albert.
Albert, stick to your
ass.
Hey, you know what?
Shut up.
Now, you know it's bad when Albert tell you that.
Yeah.
Fuck you too. That goes for
Marcus and Antoine sitting back laughing at your ass. They sitting back laughing at your ass. They steady talking. I'm trying to help you out.
Hey, Albert, you know what he need? That motherfucker need a hug or something.
Man, fuck y'all. I'm cold-hearted, bitch. Fuck y'all. If Antoine, dead presidents, or try me get to the track, head the fuck up. Come the fuck on Friday night. Now, what the fuck? Now, call my club. Y'all said I pay DP.
Right,
get some free money.
Hold on. I got. You want me to get him or you get him? Which one you want?
Go ahead, get him. I'm going to see where you go at with it. But go ahead.
I'm going to see what you at. I'll tell you what, Mark. Fuck you. Let's come off the trailer.
Oh,
Don't waste my time. I got time on
the
sit down. That's
we
let's
come off the trail.
So you just take pictures and take photos and shit at Cecil, like Fred said? I ain't got time for no games. I want to listen. I'm going to tell you like Trigger Man told that man right there. I want to lock it. I ain't got time for no fucking games. I want to lock it.
Off the trailer.
Off the trailer.
500 or
3,000 and you know what's crazy about it? He know every car that he just called out comes straight off the trailer, so he don't want to race.
He don't want to come off the trailer. That's why I didn't worry about it. Fuck Mark Jackson.
Him scared.
Off the trailer, 5 or 3,000.
What car?
5 or 1,500. Let's get busy.
Now go fuck yourself. Cash at my wife, bitch.
Hey, Mark, your mouth is nasty, though, Mark.
Hold on, Antoine. Hold on. Call that bluff. I call that bluff. Find out. I've seen 500 right now. Mark Jackson.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I like that, Marcus.
Oh, shit. Mustang and Antoine. Hold it off the trailer.
Oh, shit.
Mark Jackson.
We ain't doing this shit,
Mark Jackson.
You think he's dumb?
Hold on. What did he just say? I didn't hear him.
A Mustang and Antoine.
Now, we're not playing no type of games. I mean,
see, there you go with that bullshit.
Let's keep it down the middle. Let's be straight with it. If that's what you want to do,
right.
Let's do it. Somebody close his line up, or what? He fell off, or I mean, what? Brent don't work up at the mail anymore.
He gotta go ask permission.
He got his motherfucking car pulled. His whole deck.
What's wrong with that guy, Fred? What's wrong with him, man?
Man, that motherfucker's different, Marcus.
Who dropped?
That motherfucker's different.
Who dropped?
If I drop, then me and Antoine, motherfucker.
What?
You heard what the fuck I said? Your Squidward big head ass put a big ass helmet on and get the fuck in the. You
yeah, that's got a lot of mouth, yo. He got a lot of mouth, yo.
It was Marcus. It was Marcus the one that said he was
going to
run you.
Got a lot of mouth, yo.
Yeah. But Mark, it was Marcus the one that said he was going to run you, not Antoine.
Down with the PF. I don't do cruelty to animals, so I'm not going to beat up on a Ninja Turtle. Marcus ugly ass. So I'm going to fuck Squidward up.
He's trying to be funny. Hey, listen. Listen, ODB as you know it, your shit-stang Mustang as we know it, that fake half-glass, fake half-all-steel shit is piece of shit you got.
You don't know my Mustang.
Fucking trailer.
Don't skip out the way you know it. You don't know shit, you bitch. You don't know shit.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you
so are we sending? Are we sending? Listen. Are we sending this to pot? Listen, we ain't even got to wait for Friday, motherfucker. I'll take off tomorrow to go to your ass. The fuck we got to wait for Friday for? Oh shit!
I gotta work.
You keep talking. You keep. So I pay you a day's pay, motherfucker. The fuck you talking about?
But ain't but $50.
Hey, Fat Albert. No, that's a lot, lizard. It's $40.02.
You're lying. It's almost the first of the month. Crackheads and fiends is everywhere. It's a good payday. Nobody knows what it's gonna be.
Man, come on, man.
Oh, man.
Can we get on with the show?
Anything
locked? Don't worry. Y'all keep waiting. I got my man in sight. Y'all want to disrespectful? I'm going to show y'all, though. Now, y'all going to be real disrespectful, real quiet, real soon.
Man, what?
I'm
going to
be quiet. Shut the fuck up.
Man, fuck you.
Oh,
like
no.
That.
Hey, Fred, I don't like talking to you like that, man.
I got a text. Antoine, I got a text. I don't want to read it, but they keep texting me. Come on, read it, Albert. Read it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to read it verbatim. It said, Buckwheat got his money. She broke. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
God.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on, Fat Albert. I need you to read that back. Read that back again verbatim, please. I need to hear that one more time, please. My
it
ears wasn't getting it cleaned out real good.
Buckwheat.
Man, why y'all get to get this
boy
started?
Money. She broke.
Oh, not he broke. She broke.
Hey, Fat Albert, you're a bullshitter. You didn't read it verbatim. Verbatim was text message. No, you fucking, you're not reading it verbatim. You're not reading it verbatim.
The fuck you gonna tell me what the hell I'm reading is right here in front of you, motherfucker?
Fuck with Alvin, yo. I fucked with Alvin, yo. Oh my god, yo.
Damn.
Text message. Zeus Central said, "Fuck, we got his money." That's what the fuck you should have said, because that's who fucking texted.
But I'm. It was not Zeus that texted me that said that. Now bet $100 on that, and I'll screenshot it and send it to you. Now, bet $100.
Well, screenshot it and send it
to me. I tell you what, go tell your wife. Go tell your wife to send me another $100. Yeah. Look at Zeus just said it wasn't him.
She's not talking to me at this current time. Thank to you.
I guess not. All that money you cost her.
All the money you cost.
Hey, I just
want to
say what's going on, fellas. I just want to say what's going on, fellas. I'm just
listening.
What's
up, Tori?
What's up, Tori?
Yeah.
I can't call. What's going on, fellas? Jeez.
Not much, man.
Oh, it's just a regular Tuesday night, Tori. That's all it is. It's just a regular Tuesday night. That's all. Mark Jackson is the jackass of the week. Mark Jackson is the jackass of the week.
Good report.
I don't mind it.
Hey,
he might got the annual. He might got the annual award for that.
Yeah. Now calling out Dead President, Bigfoot, and ODB and 8-Ball. No damn well, all four of them cars got oil pressure and waiting on him, and he's gonna get over here and talk all that
damn
cabin.
Hey man, fuck. I'm gonna just say it like this. I'm gonna say it unanimously. Fuck them bitches.
See, there you go with that.
Hey,
your mouth.
Hey, Marcus.
Watch
if,
your mouth, motherfucker.
You
watch your mouth.
Mark Jackson, I don't want to be the DP man because I want to get in the pot with y'all. Get somebody else. I would not DP that race because I'm getting in the pot
Albert.
With y'all. Yes, sir.
Hey, Fat Albert. He can get it too hard to two-way. He can get both blue motherfuckers Friday night.
Oh, shit. He said both blues Friday night.
We could send him back home to Jersey crying the blues when we get done with his age.
Like, hey, you can put another knot on his forehead like y'all did last time. Another knot on his forehead.
Hey, Albert, this is the one thing that, you know.
I ain't got but $40. Somebody said, well, give me that too.
Hey, Albert, you know, it ain't many times in Bad Mouth Crew and Mob Town agree on a whole lot, but this is one thing we agree on because we'll run a Mob Town train on his ass any day he get his money up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, y'all keep that thing. Just hold on, sir. Which one y'all gonna send out there to be the sacrificial lamb first? I just want to know. Who gonna go first? Because y'all think it's a game, but
wait,
I promise you, y'all gonna change y'all tune. So who gonna go first?
All you can do
man,
is win some money.
Man, you've been saying the same riddles. You've been saying the same riddles
for the last 3 years,
man.
All you can do is win some money.
Years,
yeah, all you can do is win some money, dog.
Okay. All right.
That's all you can do
hey,
is win some
Fred,
money.
Hey, Fred, this the same guy in March said he was bringing his race car and a Hellcat. We ain't seen a cat yet.
Yes.
We ain't seen that goddamn cat yet.
Good report.
You seen a cat, but when I saw the driver of the rental, the way he handled himself, you wasn't going to see no cat.
Man.
See, there you go. There you go.
What do you say, Fred?
Hey,
I thought Fred called me.
Listen, y'all can have y'all jokes right now, but I guarantee every last four of you bitches are going to change your tune.
And Mark, be careful with that word, man.
Listen, sir. I'm not calling Fred Wheely as a man a bitch. I'm calling Fred Wheely as the owner of Dead Presidents a bitch.
Dead Presidents. You know what? It was a whole lot of people that called Dead Presidents a bitch, and they found out the hard way. They found out the hard.
Well,
look, 2 weekends ago, they found out the hard way. 2 weekends ago.
Well, since you said that, I bet you he changed his tune.
I bet you I won't, because all you can do is win some money.
Lord,
hey, Mark,
oh, Lord. Here goes somebody.
And see, the difference about us is we ain't gonna bet nothing. We can't afford to lose. So when we come.
I understand. I want some of that good State Farm, good
quality, good house money, good rentals insurance. I want all of that. No problem, sir.
We got it.
I know you do.
Hey,
I respect
Mark,
you
hey,
for that.
Mark,
I commend
hey,
you on
Mark,
it.
Mark, I don't know where you're at. If it's in Chassis Jail, Motor Jet, would you might as well come on and sit over here with me, man.
Man,
over
that
there,
motherfucker
man.
Been saying he got a damn race car for the last. It ain't bored
you
nothing.
Right. You go sit, if you don't go sit,
anything
just,
locked on here.
Drew
hey,
Brown,
man,
you don't go
oh,
sit.
Oh, yeah, well, you might as well go on. You might as well go and call your own stuff with it. You might as well go and sit in the corner.
Listen, you might as well go sit your jump pile twisting ass up somewhere because I don't go start mine up.
Put that yacht down. Put that yacht down.
That's right, Drew.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, it's the first time me and you agreed all year,
down.
Brother.
God,
oh, my
God.
Hey,
man,
Fred,
put that yak down.
Hey, Fred. Hey,
huh?
Fred.
Hello.
Nobody
go,
man.
Yeah,
you
weak,
quit.
We can
hear you,
Doc. Hey,
listen. Hey, man.
Buck trying to lock two races in. He trying to lock
right,
in. ODB.
Listen,
he
hold
give
on.
ODB.
This dumb bitch get on here and talk. We don't need you to speak.
Buck on here. Buck,
Buck
on here,
Buck. We don't need you to speak. We don't need you to speak for Buck, motherfucker. Let's get out of this goddamn
thing.
That's your problem
for shit. God
damn.
Put it like this. Anything you entertain with, ODB is not going to fuck with it. Put it like that. Now I said it. Damn.
Damn,
man. I just put a woman's panties.
Man,
God,
shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm trying to get a race started, man.
You ain't got
to
try to get
up. You're in the way.
Chip,
you've been in the way for the last 45 days.
I've been telling you this. Thank God that we
said
we
don't need
talk,
you.
Talk, bro. All you do is talk, bro. You
we
ain't
don't
really
need
race,
you.
Bro.
We don't need you. What part did you hear from that? That we don't need you. What part did you hear?
Talk to Buck. Buck on the phone. Talk to him.
Fuck Buck and you, God damn it. I don't need to do one of y'all.
Man,
damn,
girl.
Damn.
Bro, I knew
that's
what I'm saying. Don't want to argue all the time, bro.
Watch this. Watch this. Hold up. Hold up. Let Dawson go to the fucking left. But I'll take the heads up clear from you. Do you accept or decline? Watch this.
Yeah, you are out of money.
I ain't out of shit. Head up clear.
Man, I'm not giving it everything you want every time.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Now, bye.
The
weakest motherfuckers in the United States of America, man.
That's
one.
Good night. Good night. Listen, what y'all do is y'all stay in that little sorry ass group chat trying to get these little thick hammy ass.
Man, nigga, fuck
you, nigga.
Fuck
you wish you could get in this group chat. Nigga, you don't make,
man, listen,
you don't make
listen,
the right. Marcus makes the right. Marcus makes the right because he's dry. Marcus makes the right because he's dry. Your bitch ass can't make the right.
What you need to do is go get that chimichanga choo choo track to try to say motor refreshing. Don't you worry about what the fuck you got going on,
bro.
Man, listen, I said go get that motor refreshing.
Bro.
What you talking about?
Bro, I got 55,000 for that bitch. Fuck is you talking about, you?
And you ain't gonna do shit when you come back at All Star Grass. But cry. The fuck you talking about?
I bet you won't race me next year. I bet
you
won't.
Fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. Well, you hear, not hear anything.
Oh,
what
shit.
You talking about?
Oh, shit.
I tell you what. Watch this. You ain't got options. Get that weak ass loose booty to fuck that November trip. I run y'all bitch asses off the trailer. Then what the fuck y'all want
now?
Now.
Hold up.
I'm about to call Dad. Oh, I got to call Dad. You got so much fucking mouth for every fucking car. You rock the fuck in. Then say that shit. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Antoine. Here,
bro,
idiot.
I'm
going to
call
Dad.
I don't want to hear that shit, man.
Idiot.
I'm sick of that shit, man.
Man, he want to argue, man.
Get your idiot out of here, bro. Get your idiot ass out of here.
That's the problem.
You
went out the fucking thing that's moving, goddamn.
I'm arguing.
You dick rider.
You dick rider. You want everybody
damn.
For the motherfucking winning team.
I know, man. I'm
here.
All that, man. I'm all that. I'm just trying to get a race out there,
out
man.
The
damn.
Stay out the way. Stay out the way, man.
You can never beat me, bro. You know that. You can never beat me, bro.
Stop, stop, stop.
Is Antoine on here?
God damn.
Antoine, listen, we ain't entertaining no extra shit. Anyway.
I already said what I'm doing with that, Marcus. I already told y'all what I'm doing with that situation.
Right.
Listen. We already agreed when a race happens, we're locking both of them in on the same day.
Yep.
That's what the fuck it is. It ain't going to be nothing a day shorter. Straight like that.
Yep. Go report. All that other shit. Fuck
one pill, one kill, kill both of them together, and I'm done with it.
Yep.
Do both of you bitches pick out?
Boy, they went on Red Nose's ass, boy.
He's in every fucking thing. He's in every fucking thing but a goddamn pair of G-strings. God damn.
Bro, they didn't go with me nothing. I'm just tired of arguing with these niggas, bro. We trying to lock these niggas.
You
know,
the problem is
y'all made a post about Blue Magic with loose booty. We entertained that. Y'all said no. What the fuck is y'all niggas keep doing? Y'all niggas keep making these posts.
Call Dan.
He's a fucking troll on fucking Facebook. You mad as shit you ain't in the fucking group chat. You mad as shit you ain't in the group chat.
Man, who the
fuck
do you
think you good at is DJing?
I don't give a fuck about that fucking
DJing,
group chat,
play a tune.
Why the fuck would I want to be in there with a bunch of fucking, y'all like a bunch of
hoes.
Why the fuck I want to be in there? All y'all do is talk about the fucking band, my crew. I ain't got the 411 on there. E-number, you, man, and Buck, and Scan, and Mike Dean, and that talking shit.
How the fuck we only talk about y'all?
Come on, man.
We're
trying
to
lock in. What motherfucker, I just told you, call your dad and get permission? I just told you. How much more time you want to talk? Play your rap blue ball. I give a fine fuck, motherfucker. Lock the fuck in. What the fuck do you want to do? Lock in. All right, then.
Lock
the
fuck in.
I guess Dan.
Lock in with the all steel, all glass cup.
Man,
I
fuck you and all the all glass car.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I promise you can't beat it.
I
run Bigfoot. I run Bigfoot head the fuck up.
This dude is a waste of time. You better more jacket.
Y'all motherfuckers. Dog, you said the same shit was at Maple Grove, dog. You didn't want to act. Did you want to jump out there? I'm probably race you now, Maple Grove. What
you talking
about? You better
more
jacket. You talking about motherfuckers? You better run out of the fucking car. And I offer you to break
down
the
break.
Motherfucker. Hey, what Marcus Walker said? Let me go talk to Dad. Let me go talk to Pop.
You're
shut
a damn
the
lie.
Fuck up, nigga.
Damn
what
lie.
Are you talking about?
You're a damn lie.
I tried to
what
get y'all to break
down
Bigfoot down the lot. And Marcus,
you're a damn
said,
lie.
Marcus said, let me go
no.
talk to Pop. Man, stop lying, Marcus.
Nope.
Marcus, you
nope.
know what the fuck you
nope.
said.
Nope.
That's your word?
What somebody
nope.
got lied for? Nope.
Man, shut the fuck up,
Anton. We ain't talking to you. I'm talking
somebody
to Mark.
Somebody fucking lied for. You keep saying you can keep give. You don't backtrack on nothing you said. Motherfucker, what you need to do is go put that drive suit on line and do a fucking burnout. Motherfucker.
Yeah, you right.
You
can't beat me.
You cannot beat me,
yeah.
bro. Right. And listen, they make greenbacks every single fucking damn day of the day. If
yeah,
I can't
I
beat you now, I can. So what the fuck does that
no,
matter?
You, no, you can't.
Okay.
Antoine, what have they done lately? Not a goddamn thing. I got an all-steel glass car coming, motherfucker. Okay, good. That bitch will make his debut by March or April for sure. And I bet you won't run. I said you bitches won't run. You bitches gonna run. You bitches gonna hide. You bitches gonna make all these posts. This person drive, that person drive.
We don't
do nothing.
Yep. We don't do a
man, listen, I ain't trying changes. To talk about all that. Fuck that.
Belt
man, Buck's trying to lock in two races.
Two
what y'all want to do?
Fuck you and Buck. Now, that's what I want. Fuck y'all. Fuck you. How about that?
Oh, man. All right.
I don't know why y'all keep calling. We done told y'all the same 50 shit 57
y'all,
times.
Y'all
what more do you want to hear?
Bro, these niggas weak as fuck, bro.
What the fuck you want to hear?
Why are you so scared of Buck?
Bro, ain't nobody scared of Buck. Ain't nobody scared of Buck. I told him what I needed.
He just wants a spot. Just to do
I
it.
Want a fucking spot. What I need.
Bitch always begging.
Who
begging?
Yeah,
yeah,
one and one
yeah,
by
yeah,
fucking Buckwheat and got
Antoine.
Fucking rain out of fucking world.
That's why.
Yeah,
okay.
And that bitch should have went out for tail the next fucking day. The flow is fucking broken in the fucking glove game. Let me ask you this. Is your motor for sale? I don't know what the fuck you got going on. Go borrow another motor, you weak bitch. I ain't got no motor. Hold on. Who ain't got no motor?
bitch. You ain't got no more.
I got a 44 to get fucked up, bitch.
That
shit you got in there. The fuck you talk about?
You
wasn't nothing before you went to jail. You ain't gonna be nothing now. You went to jail.
You know I was
a strong
motherfucker. I had to talk.
You ain't gotta explain yourself to these dumb motherfuckers,
man.
You ain't got to explain yourself to these dumb motherfuckers.
You ain't got to
explain yourself to these dumb motherfuckers.
You pay us.
You ain't got to explain yourself to these dumb motherfuckers.
Never.
Yes, you did, bitch. You're a lying motherfucker. You're pink.
You're a motherfucker lying. You gave
your
money.
I never pay y'all shit.
Get down more. Bitch, you pay me for that down more. Stop fucking
lying.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Shut your ugly ass.
You know what I'm saying? That's that bullshit. Yeah.
We don't need no motherfucking ass money.
Bro, we trying to lock in a race, bro. Fuck all this arguing and shit. The fans want to see this shit, man.
Listen, fuck you and the fans. Now what?
Go to hell.
That's why you ain't got none.
Yo, they on your ass, though.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, Buck.
These motherfuckers scared of you, Buck. Damn, boy.
How am I scared? How am I scared?
No
shit,
that's it.
Well, they got no... Hey, what was the two races?
The two races was he give ODB to clear, and he want to clear from Bigfoot. Those are the two races,
Bigfoot
bro.
Bigfoot not going to be there. I'd have told this Bigfoot.
Yeah, you got to act the owner,
I didn't know that when I asked that. You got to act the owner, bitch.
Fuck
these cars.
You
got to
answer shit.
You can't go get the car. You got to say... You got to go ask the owner, bitch.
Hey,
he don't own that motherfucker. He don't own it. He always talk about what a motherfucker owns. He don't own that blue bitch.
When
man,
I say it's not going to be that,
he don't own shit. You leasing that, bitch. You leasing that,
you don't own, man. You don't own that lady.
You
don't own that lady with your dumb ass.
Buy some fuel and some mattress, you bitch.
You don't own that lady. You don't own that lady, motherfucker.
Hey, so, bitch, I got $55,000 in cash, bitch.
You didn't get it, motherfucker. Your sister got it. Your sister got that money.
Yeah,
shut
don't
fuck up, man.
Well, guess what? I got an all-steel off-glass car that'll
your
fuck you up.
Got the money.
Now, let's lock
got
in.
The money, motherfucker.
Now, let's lock in.
Motherfucker.
One on 10.
You got the money. Motherfucker.
You talking about?
You got the money. Fuck
nigga,
you talking about?
Big
cat.
Dog back.
What the fuck about no motherfucker? You ain't no big dog. You never was. You a little dog.
You want
dog
me tell
dog. You're
you
a motherfucking
titty dog. Oh, yeah.
Come here.
I can meet you and tell you I ain't doing all this crazy shit again. Nope, I ain't doing it.
Nah. Oh, you seen with your good talking ass. With your good talking ass. Come on,
yeah,
motherfucker. Hey, go ahead.
I ain't lying. I'm shit.
No,
yeah.
Motherfucker. Hey, hold on. You got the throne. You the king. God damn it, you the king, motherfucker.
Said I'm scared. I said I'm scared, bro.
Y'all is crazy, man. Y'all is crazy.
But y'all,
all the time, man, fuck this shit, man. Let's get a race locked in, man.
Yeah, let's lock in Buck and ODB.
5 or 2,500 or better. Both races.
How many more fucking times I got to tell you? You can be in the middle of nothing. I fucking lock in.
Man,
get your
I'll be in the middle
bitch,
of every
you.
Fucking
you thing. All right. Then feel much other shit get locked in.
Hey, and when you had that motherfucker,
hey, Antoine,
party,
hey y'all, hold on for a minute. Antoine. Now listen, I ain't in y'all's business, but I'm gonna say one thing. Now you know how that shit feels. Always once you try and put races together for somebody else.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I like this shit.
Oh, he gives
oh,
a fuck.
I like this shit.
I can't tell you
like
this
shit.
I can't tell.
He's not gonna get the satisfaction that he wants at this point in the moment.
Yeah, I want to get the satisfaction.
That's the same thing I be trying to tell your ass. That's the same thing I be trying to tell you.
Okay, watch this. Since you're trying to get the satisfaction, pour your daddy on me and watch what the fuck I do to his ass again. Now do that.
All right, hold on. You
call,
better get that
call,
work.
Call,
you better get that work.
Now.
Now,
pour your daddy on me.
I'm about to ban him.
Go ahead. That's why I keep the same number we locked in before we. Let's start there.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
No, you shut the fuck up. You old red nose bitch boy head having ass
want,
to wild
I
my mouth looking
what did you do since you ain't driving?
Hey, Fred, have you ever back around? Antoine, we talked about that.
What
you
made the point
about
that, Marcus?
Oh, fuck him. You already know where I'm at with that.
Hold on, Antoine. I can't hear Marcus.
Hey, Fred, have you ever been red lit and then got drove around and blew up on the top side? Have you ever did this shit like that?
Nah.
Well, that's a bad combination right there, boy. A motherfucker red lit, got drove around, and then he blew up on the top side. Come on, man. What the fuck they talking about?
I want to ask a question. Who was that, Marcus? Who was that?
they call
Blue's
booty.
Blue's booty. That's the song, ain't it? That's the goddamn.
I want to ask a bad mouth cool question.
Don't ask
I
want
to know why Fish Lips and his feelings so
don't
hard.
Don't ask us nothing. Don't ask us nothing, dog.
Oh, why not?
You gay.
Don't ask
why can't I ask you the question?
Don't ask us nothing.
I want to know.
Don't ask
who's
us
that?
Nothing.
To find out. You
hold on, hold on.
Find out, right?
Is that Bobby?
Is that Bobby?
I want to ask the question. I want to ask
the
question. With a bad mouth crew.
Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead.
I want to know who speaks for that Nova, because Antoine keeps saying he could the car could be at a certain event at a certain day. Marcus keeps saying that the car ain't coming out till next year. So who speaks for that car?
Hold on. Y'all
need to get y'all stories together.
Go ahead, Skinny. Let me say something. This is what I can tell you. Until you lock that motherfucker in, then you'll find out who speaks for it. So if you lock that bitch in,
I'll lock your ass in.
OG Bobby, we kill all this shit right now. Do you want to lock that fucking Blue Nova in for the same day?
Yeah, we'll take a spot. I can't beat that car.
I'll take a spot from that car.
All right,
5-1-25
was better. You got the back car in the clear. Now get the fuck down.
We need more than that. I need everything in the fucking drag racer and some. You heard what I said.
Oh, watch this. Hold up, Marcus. Hold up. Let me get him. You just said on the fucking phone, your damn 3D glasses, motherfucker. You just said that you need the head up clear, but your driver said you need a 1-1. He just gave you the fucking 1-1, and you won't
take it. I'm the owner of the car. I'm saying what we need. We need everything in drag racing.
You said on the phone,
I need everything in drag racing. Now, can you accommodate that?
I can accommodate
that.
You got to go get a loan. Go get along and buy another car. Motherfucker, the car will be forever if you lock it in. Your glasses fine, motherfucker.
I try to lock it in. I try to lock it in, Ninja Turtle, but try to say it come out the next year.
Now, Fat Albert, friend, I want y'all to listen to what I'm getting ready to say. This 4D glasses motherfucker said he was the head up clear from Bigfoot. His driver said he needs the 1-1. Now the big motherfucker comes on this phone, you are a motherfucking lie. You are goddamn lying, you 16-looking motherfucker. What the fuck wrong with you? You said it right on the fucking phone this Sunday, this last Sunday, from fucking July. You are a motherfucking liar.
I need more.
I asked you just like this.
I'm telling you what I need. I'm telling you what my car needs right now.
I need everything
in drag race. I got a head in my motherfucker.
Oh, you're lying. Watch this.
I need everything in drag
race. You said, and I quote,
I'm all steel, all glass. My car don't sit like your car. I'm all steel, all glass. My car is a heavy motherfucker. I don't sit like y'all.
Fat Albert, hold up. Because y'all two are DP men, right? Okay, y'all two are DP men, right? I want y'all to ask the answer this class. Is Bigfoot and Gangsta both all steel all glass?
That's between y'all, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm asking you just as a general question.
Are both cars all steel or glass?
Y'all really want
stop
me to answer?
Stop deflecting from what I asked.
Yes,
both of them are all steel or glass.
Okay.
Yeah, Bigfoot's all steel
or
glass. I think Bobby's car is too.
Are both of those cars on 28?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, how the fuck don't both of them cars sit alike? That's what I'm saying. You need to go back to get your fucking vision
back.
I don't care about that, man.
Come on, man.
We don't give a fuck. We got a street car. That's a punk-ass car. What the fuck?
Hey, hold on. Let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all a question. Let me make sure I'm clear. Did I hear that Bobby Nem asked for the one-on-one and then Marcus said yes? Did I hear that?
Yes. He asked for the one. Friend, I put this on my dead grandma's grave. When I called him that Sunday after North versus South, when he called me and Simon was on the phone, he said he want OTV head up. I said, what about 8-Ball? He said, I don't know because you know the status between him and 8-Ball. I said, okay, cool. My question is this, would you run a head up? He said, yes. I said, well, what do you need from Bigfoot? Bobby said the head up clear. His driver said, no, Bobby, we need the one-on-one. Marcus just gave him the one-on-one. So what the fuck is the hold up?
Marcus didn't give us nothing. Marcus didn't say nothing.
He just said he'll give me the
one-on-one. He did say the
one-on-one,
Bobby. He did. I don't got nothing in it, but he did say the one-on-one. He did say the one-on-one. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Well, I need everything
okay,
back. Right?
Okay. No, what you need is a new heart and a new pen machine.
No, I don't. My money good. If it's easy, like y'all said, get the money. Give me everything back,
Your money not good.
You got some of it in your pocket, don't you? Give me my money not good.
My money
just as good as your money.
I got your woman money in my pocket. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, you don't. You ain't got shit. Nothing in my pocket. That's your pocket.
Yeah, well, he did bet him on the side. He did bet him on the side.
Edward, can you confirm
she
that?
Did that. Then let's double it.
Since you got that, then just double it.
Let's do it. What you waiting
let's
on?
Let's double it then. Give me everything in Dragon. We'll run for your much.
They don't know how to double nothing.
You heard the fuck I said. Give me everything in Dragon. It's my car and Bigfoot. We'll run for your much. We'll run for your money.
Not enough.
Listen. I tell you what. Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah, you're right. Go ahead. You figure it. Right.
You know Bobby got that spot cam in the car.
This man has his own girlfriend pay his fucking debts. What the fuck is wrong with him?
My girlfriend
Marcus, leave
no
alone.
Debt.
Marcus, leave alone.
My girlfriend
didn't
pay
alone.
No
leave
debt.
Yes, you did.
Marcus,
leave it alone.
So what you trying to say, Marcus?
Leave it alone.
What the fuck you trying to say, Marcus? What are you saying, Marcus?
Leave it alone.
Go ahead. You started it, so finish it. What you trying to say, Marcus? Say it, Marcus. Say it. Since you got so much mouth, say it.
I just told you, you're a broke motherfucker.
I'm a broke motherfucker, Marcus.
Yes. Yes.
Pay my bills.
Yes.
You know what's in my pocket? Oh, you talking about with James? My girl pulled the money out and gave James $100? Is that what you're talking about? Let me clear so everybody don't know what I'm talking so everybody know what I'm talking about. I betted James $100 on the side. I didn't have no cash on him. I said, James walked on me, so can I get that $100? I said, James, let me get you what I get you out. I'll send you cash out. The girl said, hey, but no, mind.
Run sweet and low and not Bigfoot. Let me hear Why is it that you want to run sweet and low and not Bigfoot? That's what I just want to hear your reason. That's all.
The car not ready. Marcus, take this time with the car, put the car together. When Marcus ready to put that car together, he can put it together. Ain't that what you told me?
Yes, that's what I told you, but that's not what I asked.
All right, then, so why am I going to keep talking about the car that he's in the car?
What does it matter about jumping up and down that car?
You're going to pull that Nova out. So pull the Nova out.
My question is this. Why is it you want to run that Nova versus the blue? I'm just asking a question.
That, first of all, that Nova, I don't know that owner of that Nova. Y'all keep promoting that Nova. I only know what y'all
own.
Who cares?
He's part
Nova
of
the other
room.
Why don't you let him speak for the car then? Hold up. Would you listen to what I'm going to say?
Who do you think speaks for the fucking car?
Why don't you let the man come on here and talk for the car then? He don't come on these fucking shows. Why not? Y'all know he's on there talking about it. He already knows what the fuck we do.
So what you saying?
Man, come on, all that man do is
when I tell him we're going racing, we're going racing. Just that simple.
Just that simple.
Yeah, whatever.
Literally.
I know, I won't be jumping up and down, but some of my other shit that ain't mine. I jump up on my own shit.
Wow, it ain't y'all car, so why you jump up and down with something that ain't yours? Let me explain something. Every car in our crew is our car.
What you say? Man, please. Use what? Fucking know about that shit. We'll see it then. Now you sound like you're bringing that brown on that shit when you put them on the car. I'll see it then, Marcus. We gonna baptize his ass. I'm sick of that motherfucker.
You hear me?
Hey, listen.
After OTG clear that man for that little bit more, man, don't even run on.
I said that's your first and last one ever on my car ever again. But then when November 14th come or 12th come, you gonna see a whole new car.
So let me explain something. You want to bet a thousand on the gap?
Yes.
You want to bet a thousand on the gap?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, yes,
you want to bet a thousand a gap? Yes.
Come on. Come on, Fat Albert. You heard what Marcus just said to you. Come on, Marcus.
Marcus said, come on. I heard Marcus saying, come on.
Come on. Where you at? Where you at?
You're going to get a gangster.
See, that's what I mean? That's why we don't entertain clowns. Listen, what do you mean don't entertain clowns?
I'm trying to get you to lock it in. You're going to bet a thousand, you're going to get my car.
Okay, I tell you what. You might want to go back on you. Here go that dumbass Cliff. Here go that dumbass Cliff. He got more mouth than a train track. Let me say this.
What Bobby was saying, Marty, see, Antoine, when they locked the race in, Antoine did make the comment he was going to gap the gangster.
I said
Bobby
I was going to clear him, and I – correct. Correct.
Hold on. Bobby said bet a thousand that you won't gap him. So that's what he was talking about. That bet Antoine did. What did I tell him? I threw my number.
That's not what he said. So that's what Bobby's talking about.
Antoine said he was going to gap gangster.
Okay, and we is. This is what I can tell you. I got a thousand more in the pot, and I got a thousand that we're going to gap. Now, I get that right now. Now, that's what he wants to do.
Bobby, come back on mute. Bobby, come off of mute now. So you saying you're going to put another thousand in the pot on the race, and another thousand you saying ODB. That ODB will gap the gangster.
Yes. Uh-oh. That was going to clear it up.
Who's going to clear it up for the ones in the back? Bobby, come off of mute.
I'm here.
All right. Marcus say raise the pot of another thousand, and he'll also bet that ODB will gap him.
I'm not raising the pot another thousand. We're going to bet your gap for a thousand.
Yeah, who called me? Who called Fred?
These motherfuckers just want to keep talking to what they're going to do, what they're not going to do.
Man, listen,
don't
talk about us. Don't talk about us. Man, talk to Fred. Man, talk to Fred. Talk to Fred. Antoine, we just said
hello.
What's going on me?
I thought this was a lock-in show. I thought this was a lock-in show, bro.
Hey, y'all got the show. We going on mute, fellas. Have a good night.
Yeah, go on mute, bitch.
Antoine. y'all off the chain, yo.
Boy, they off the chain today, Fred. They off the chain today.
Boy, they off the chain. Hey, listen, I was in here eating, falling out, laughing. I could barely eat right.
Like, motherfucker.
Fred.
Can y'all hear me? I'm on my way to Delaware.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Make the shake down there. U.S. 13.
Man, I've been trying to talk for the past hour. Antoine still on?
Yeah.
Man, what the hell do you want? I just said what I just said, so why is you calling my name?
What do you mean you said what you just said?
I just said I'm going to lock both of y'all in on the same fucking day. So what the fuck is you calling my name for?
Well, who is you talking
about?
There's
nothing to talk about.
I'm lost.
You and your girlfriend. I'm going to lock both of y'all hoes on the same fucking day. And I'm back on mute.
I got a wife. I don't have no hoe. I got a wife. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Zeus is your hoe. I'm going to lock both of y'all weak motherfuckers in on the same day. When I call y'all, y'all come. Until then, leave me the fuck alone.
And who you referring to?
I just said
you and your hoe, Pressure and Buckley, I'm going to clock both of y'all in on the same fucking day.
Hold on, Buck.
I
don't give a fuck. Look, I ain't said nothing. You keep mentioning my name, motherfucker. You go call my name. Bitch, you ain't calling shit. You weak motherfucker.
When I told you to come, you didn't come.
Oh, shit. Oh,
you got the back turn Sunday at BNP. What do you want to do?
Try to get, you got the back tire
and Bigfoot hit the fuck up.
Take that back tire. Take that back tire. Shut up your ass.
That says nothing.
Take that back tire. Shut up your ass.
Try again.
I got something for your good weed smoking ass. Guess what? Mellow Yellow just said,
what?
Motherfucker, you got everything you want, bitch. Now get that pot up, motherfucker.
What is it?
5 or better. Mellow Yellow said you got the head up clear. 5 on 25 or better. Now get that pot up.
Now, you told me I had the 1-1 in the chat.
No, I didn't tell you. I told you, I let you know. And he just came back and he said, no, you got the head up clear. Now what you want to do? Since you want here capping?
No, you don't hear capping.
Exactly. I'm here.
Did I hear something right just now? When I call,
what?
You come and get some, but usually it happens when the winner and you want to rematch, you got to come and get the winner.
There he goes.
Not the loser. The loser called the thing.
I'm trying
to make sense to it.
I've been quiet.
I just listening. So I go back on mute. I just wanted to make some sense to that. All right.
Everything gets said,
y'all motherfuckers make it so obvious. You know that? That's the sick part about you dumb bitches.
Man, everything in Bad Mouth Crew got everything in Drag Race this Friday.
Sammy, we don't give a fuck about you. Marcus, what it is one is holding the left ball, the other is holding the right ball. That's what the fuck it is.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
I ain't never in my life seen so many motherfuckers gang up just to beat one crew. Man, y'all some weak bitches.
How they ganging up if you racing, bro?
Niggas call out these motherfuckers.
Man,
listen. There's 20 of you motherfuckers against us.
Red Nose.
Your name
today is OG Bobby. My name is Cliffy. And
I'm OG Bobby, bro. Y'all want to lock in? I'm OG Bobby, bro.
If you put on 60s glasses, they got Stacey Adams shirt. Yeah, I like you.
I got you. I'm gonna put it on, bro. I'm gonna put it on.
My name is OG Bobby. Do you want to lock me in? Damn. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers tonight, boy. God.
Hey, listen. Will Bigfoot race Yellow Mellow? Will Bigfoot race Yellow Mellow?
Yellow Mellow.
There you go. Hold up. There you go again. All in that shit, man. God
bro,
damn.
He on here. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Man, you're the stupid bitch.
Bro,
you know
it's
that.
My job. My friends say it's my job to get you fucked up.
You're a motherfucking perpetrator, dog. That's what you is. You're a perpetrator.
I be all you want me to be. I don't give a fuck. I done heard words. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I ain't got nothing.
I don't care about none of that shit no more. Hey, I'm just trying to get you fucked up. I'm just trying to get you fucked up. That's all.
Hey, friend.
You.
I see my boy Cliff put on Facebook. So rumor is cars don't belong to certain folks. Oh shit.
Oh shit. I'm about to hit me.
Damn.
Hey, Fred. Huh?
What's up, brother? Anything you
What's up,
brother? Show?
My pal.
They all
fuck no, bro. I'm going to have to talk
What's
to Long Island Joe and tell him, man.
What's going on, Avon? What's happening, brother?
What's up, Marcus?
Ain't too much. You good?
Avon, I gotta give Marcus credit. He was on his best behavior here earlier. He was doing good today.
I stay on my best behavior.
Hey,
sometimes.
You know what he ain't on this. He's trying to bait somebody in. That's what he's doing.
What about try me and Bigfoot? Is that a good race?
Here he go again. Man, me and Avon don't need you, man. Listen. Me and Avon don't need you to set nothing up, dog.
Man, I say you dead, Brody.
Well, shut the hell up there.
Man, my new car name Brody too, by the way.
All right, I got good report.
BMT
hey,
killer.
Hey,
Bad Ball Crew killer. Yes, sir.
I want eight ball, then I want ODB, then I want Bam Bam, and then I want the Bigfoot. The same day.
Man, you got a terrible list there, buddy. Hey, they got the whole crew on there.
I made him get off the phone. That's what I do. Make him get the fuck off the phone.
And Red Nose.
I thought you called Jesus Gangster.
I
thought you called your cars called Gangster.
Nah, I changed it, bro. I changed the BMC killer.
Nah, you can't
I'm going to troll them
right
all
now.
Year. I'm going to troll them all next year. I'm going to troll any track
you
they
can't
at.
Troll,
any
man.
Track they go at.
You can't troll us. Hey,
that motherfucker's car name going to be called
I don't
Weak
give a
Motherfuckers.
Fuck. Hey, I don't give a fuck if they go to MR. I'm going to send Lil Brody in that bitch with the car and tell him, get him, bro. The fuck? Hmm.
My new
car's
name is called Weak Motherfucker.
Yeah. You ain't gonna race it, that's for sure.
Hey, you can talk that shit all you want, motherfucker. I stay in the paint. You can talk
I
that
make,
shit
you
all
you
want.
You don't
stay
in the paint. You motherfucker. You beg. You scared of motherfucker Tyrone Yates.
I ain't scared of no motherfucking
name,
body. You don't pick
Anthony.
No race for me. You ain't no
Anthony.
Motherfucking Don
hey,
King.
You
a fucking fan.
What's your car name?
You a fucking fan.
Why are you even talking?
That's what you are.
You a fucking
fan.
He's a
fucking
fan. He's a fucking fan.
See how they double
team. Your weak ass
off.
Your little glass car come out.
Ain't no double
team. Hey, Avon. Hey, Avon, fuck him.
Yeah.
What?
He's
what
a
y'all
fucking
say?
Fan.
What y'all want to do?
What you
want to
do?
Don't make me call Tyrone Yates.
Call him. Fuck Tyrone Yates. I will fuck him up. We'll run a mile down train on him and empty his fucking pockets out.
We'll run
a
choo-choo train.
That's all fly.
That's right.
Freddie, what that mean when he say
that's all fly, motherfucker.
Hey, Freddie, what that mean when he say Tyrone Yates? What the fuck that mean?
Hey,
that don't mean a motherfucking thing to a motherfucker like me, Marcus. Fuck him.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Fred.
Whoa.
I like that. I like that. All he's doing is.
Oh.
Fred, you know what he's doing?
Hey, Red Nose is a motherfucking
Fred.
Fan, Avon. All he can do is sit back and watch us get the fucking business.
He definitely
is. Oh, and tell him.
Hey, Fred, that dude's trying to catch up. Goddamn records, man. That motherfucker went all the way back to the record.
Hey, Marcus, that motherfucker ain't want to race since 2017. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Fred, that motherfucker trying to get lost time back. Ugly motherfucker here.
Yeah, listen, that ugly motherfucker ain't run a race since Capitol shut down the first time. Fuck it.
God damn.
That's how my town feels about it.
Hey, Fred, that's not what it is. Nah, what it is he can't compete in that 484 world, so he had to come all glass off still where he think he can.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Bro, listen to this. Before my time, motherfucker, I was the motherfucking king of the 484. Fuck is you talking about, boy? Fuck is you talking about? I killed your hero. I killed your motherfucking hero, Silver Surfer.
Hero.
Motherfucker, I killed your hero, Tommy Lynch. And now I'm gonna kill your motherfucking hero, Fred Wheely. Hey, Tyrone. Hey, let's kill that motherfucking there bird hero.
Hey, look,
let's kill him. Let's kill him dead.
As long as
you ain't killing the motherfucking thing.
Yeah,
hey,
what
Avon.
You want to do then, motherfucker?
Hey, Avon.
And let's kill Avon the same day. Tyrone, let's get both of them one by one.
Nah. Hey, Avon. Avon, tell him what we think about him. Tell him how we feel about him, Avon.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm still going to wear my dead president. I'm still
going
to wear my dead president shirt.
You call him for backup. What you calling for backup for?
Because I'm down. I don't have a car right now, bro.
All right, so sit your
fucking
bitch
like a fan.
I got a car. I just don't got oil perks right now. I got the car, bro.
All right, sit your fucking bitch and enjoy the show about the platform, motherfucker.
That's right.
Hey, matter of fact, motherfucker, Tyrone Yates will fuck Bigfoot up. What the fuck you want to do?
He ain't going out there He ain't going out there. Fuck out of here. Tyrone Yates, did you say that, Tyrone Yates? Hold up. He ain't got to talk to nobody else. Tyrone Yates, did you say that?
Huh?
Hello? Oh, did you say that?
Did you say that?
Does it matter?
Did you say that?
Listen, fuck all the motherfucking outside motherfuckers.
Man,
Tyrone Yates, did you say that? Tyrone Yates, did you say that?
Nobody worry about no motherfucker.
Tyrone Yates, did you say that? Tyrone Yates, did you say that? Tyrone Yates, did you say that?
Hey, I said Tyrone Yates,
did you say that?
Say buck big boy.
Yes, I said it.
Buck big boy.
All right, okay, hold on, all right, lock in. Head the fuck up. At Deion's race, 5 on 2500.
Man, he ain't going to fucking Deion race.
Let's get busy.
He ain't going to
fucking
Deion race.
This is why I can't talk to you. This is why I can't talk to
you.
We ain't
give you everything you want.
Hey, Joe Gray, didn't you have a show where a motherfucker race block, you kick the bitches off here? Man, kick this clown head motherfucker off here, man. This bitch on race block and motherfucking
clown
of all
race.
You a fucking clown, yo.
You not getting everything you want, bro. Bro, it don't
man,
work like
you.
That in this fucking world.
Man, fuck
you.
Gotta
come to
man,
fucking
you.
Agreement where
man,
both parties are happy, bro.
We ain't got to go through a motherfucking thing. Tyrone Yates know what it is. He know what it is. Now,
let me ask you a question, Ant. What the fuck are you, a race agent now, you motherfucker?
Hold up. Watch this.
Hold up.
See, here you go talking. How long they
say you
Man, you
if you're gonna sit your head up and put your motherfucking door on that bitch, hold up.
See, there you go. There you go talking. Shut the fuck up and go back and be on the porch. Tom O'J said ODB the head up clear. I'll take the head up clear that he gave me off the fucking trailer Deion Threes. Now what the fuck y'all
talking about? What car?
Tom O'J gave me the head up clear with Chewbacca. I'll take it off the fucking trailer.
Ho. But what did you offer me at US 13? You said heads up.
I took a fucking gamble. Now what?
Nah, we want the fucking heads up first. We want two
heads
up. Okay, watch this. I tell you what. Let's lock Bigfoot and ODB and head the fuck up. Let's get busy. Let's get busy.
We want two races locked in. We want two races. We want ODB. We're going to do what the fuck y'all do. We want ODB first, and then we want Bigfoot next. Man, how you like that, motherfucker?
Negative.
Yeah, don't feel good, do it, motherfucker.
Antoine, don't entertain him, Antoine. Don't you do it, Antoine.
Man, that's what the fuck y'all do. Y'all do the same motherfucking thing. Y'all just post your name. Y'all just post your name.
Wait up.
I bet you if Cliffy comes to Cecil County,
man,
because,
we don't give a fuck about
Antoine,
no Cliffy.
I'm not going if Cliffy comes.
Watch this. Watch this.
Try again. I'm not coming.
Keep it real.
Hey, shout out.
My point is this.
Hold on,
I called y'all's bluff because y'all motherfuckers wouldn't go. That was my point.
Yeah.
I was never going from the get-go.
I seen somebody using your shirt, North versus South, cleaning their rims with their foot.
Here we go. Here we go. We ain't got to talk on that,
Fred.
We ain't got to talk on that. So y'all going first.
Hey,
that
is that James the same motherfucker that hung up on me the last time I talked to him?
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's
going to leave a mark.
I ain't know your motherfucking phone working anymore, you scared motherfucker. So wipe your ass with that.
Not cool. That is not cool. That's when you put on mute, you go on mute and don't say nothing.
That's going to be tomorrow.
That's going to hurt tomorrow.
That is a bruise and a scar that cannot heal.
Hey, James, because I'm still locked and ready for your ass. I ain't forgot about you, motherfucker. You.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget about me.
Hey, fellas. Hey, y'all give me 2 minutes. I'm going on mute so I can laugh this all. I'll be back in 2 minutes. God, don't fight.
Hey, be back.
He said you a whole made a decision. You on grudge detention. You a fucking fan and stand at the beach until you get oil pressure.
I ain't even hear what y'all said. I ain't hear what y'all said. The laugh, I had an important phone call. About
Fred,
this
you still on hold waiting for the ass to get back?
This TRE motor that I'm going to get.
Hey, Fred.
Man, fuck TRE.
What
you
say?
All right, we're going to see.
Who called my name? Who called
Sam
Fred?
A.
Who called Fred?
What did he say? He going to get a TRE motor. Get out of here with that.
Somebody call me. Watch this. Somebody call me. Watch this. Yeah, Fat Albert,
hey,
I'm going to run that 484 head the fuck up now. Fuck you talking
about. You got it.
Hey, Albert,
brother.
That motherfucker still think he at Capital 2017 on Bad Boy Prep, man.
Man,
fuck
ask him. Fat Albert who the fuck retired him. Ask Fat Albert who the fuck retired him the first
fuck
minute him down.
You did.
Fred, you crazy than a motherfucker.
And ask Anthony, who the first one I'm a go cross their ass when I come back next
year.
Yes, sir.
Now, because if I beat that 484, I'm going to lose all my races with the BMC group.
Hey, Fred, did you say Bad Boy Prep?
Yeah, that motherfucker ain't run up to by them Bad Boy Prep in 2017.
I remember you saying that shit.
Hey, he my boy, but fuck him.
I'm going to fuck Fred and them up. Don't worry.
Oh, Lord.
Bro, next year when we had these shows, hey, Fat Albert, remember I said this?
Yeah, what's that?
Next year when we had these shows and on the talk show, you know what's going to be. 301 to kill them again. 301 to kill them again. You know what's
going
to
be. Man, that shit's over with, yo.
It might be
the whole fucking world has changed, dog, since you left and came back.
Nah. It ain't never been that.
The whole fucking world changed.
Hey, Fred. It ain't never been that.
Hey, Albert, here's what I'm going to ask you. I want you to give me a straight answer.
First.
Did that motherfucker call us out, or we at the track? Are we going on his ass, yes or no?
Dead on his ass, you go.
Dead on his motherfucking ass.
Too.
All
right.
Man, fuck.
I want that show event, too.
Either one of them. Him and
Avon. We're going to run a train on him.
Hey, I want to
ask. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question, though. Hey, Albert, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Night, I want to on a big stage.
Here's what I'm going to say, right?
Let me tell you. The first race of the year is always North versus South. We have it in March. That's going to be the first race.
Mm-hmm.
You have that shit ready.
And we'll be there.
And I guarantee you, everybody that you just named will be there.
No, I ain't going there no more. I ain't going to Galat. I ain't doing it. They ain't grudge friendly. I want all the fans and supporters behind me. Yes, sir. I'm going down south. Me and Fred going to do it at Darlington on a Wednesday night.
Why ain't grudge friendly?
Because they won't allow them up.
Hey, Albert, we'll be at Galat. My town will be there, and we'll be bringing our goddamn. We got a new car, too, we'll be bringing. We'll be right there.
You ain't going no fucking where. I'm going to be there, too, but.
Motherfucker, we everywhere. Motherfucker, you follow me.
Hey, Dawson, I tell you what. I tell you what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do.
I don't want nothing to do with you. That's what you told me. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm going on mute. Watch this. And I ain't got to say nothing about racism. What I want him to do is, hold up, let me say it real quick. I'm listening. Go ahead. I want him to go fix his fuck ups.
When he fucked us up over on Capitol. See, it was his mouth that took Capitol away from him. So I want him to take his same mouth and go, no, hell no.
I was the one that went live with the dumb shit,
and that's the reason why I had to shut him down.
Change the subject. 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 Change the subject.
Hey, look.
You're trying to run a mob town train on your ass. And you can get
where
either
you
one you want first. You tell me where you're going
to
be, and we're going to follow you.
Hey,
bro, get him November. Give him November 5th.
Man,
Tyrone,
sit your ass in the bleachers,
Red.
Andy. We ain't asked you nothing. Sit your ass in the bleachers like a fucking fan and go get a cheeseburger.
Red,
Tyrone.
Hold on. Hey, Tyrone. Let's get Tyrone and Fred talk. Hold on, y'all. Tyrone, can you be at Custom Tees on the 5th of November?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We got action. Got action.
Okay.
Fred,
well, guess what, Tyrone?
He can be there.
We'll get with me, you, and Avon, and Albert, and we'll make it happen. Nothing else to fucking talk about.
And me, Tyrone. Me.
That'll work.
No, we ain't getting with your ass. You stay your ass. I've been somewhere in our damn
ass. Nah, Tyrone,
because
I ain't
going to
let them put you in the trick bag, bro.
Like
I ain't
going
to let them put you in the trick bag. So if they call
you,
you
like
say I got to lie.
Go the fuck back to Afghanistan somewhere, motherfucker.
We'll get that
razor
out there. Yeah,
Fred.
Go ahead, Fred.
I told Eddie, go the fuck back to Afghanistan looking like Bin Laden, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
Watch your mouth.
You ain't get drafted, motherfucker. You told this shit to be a linebacker or a motherfucker center, and your motherfucking ass ain't get drafted. You tall giraffe-looking motherfucker.
Hey, you know why? You know why? Because a big motherfucker me like me don't want to get hit. I want to own the motherfucking team. You better roll with a motherfucker.
Yeah, I know you do. I know.
All right, well.
Yeah, I want to own the team.
Yeah, we're going to get that race locked. All right. So that's one good thing that I got accomplished on the show. Can we get Buck a race, man?
Albert.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Thank you. Now I know where Fred gonna be at.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord, here this fucking troll.
Uh-oh. So, Drew, what you trying to say? Now you know.
Hey, Drew,
know
I'm everywhere.
Where
you gonna be at?
Hold on, Fred. I'm about to pull up on him. Hey, Drew, are you trying to say you got the crosshairs lined up on Fred? Is that what you trying to say? You got the crosshairs lined up on?
I started to pull up on him, but that was too gangster, how the Birdman say.
Albert, let me ask you a question.
Can you tell the people what the encounter was like with me and Drew at Galat? And Drew be quiet, and I be quiet, and you tell them how it went down at Galat. And neither one of us say nothing.
What you want me to tell them, Fred?
No, see? Let Albert talk.
Listen, I put my
Go ahead and talk, Albert.
See, why is he defensive, Albert? Why is he so defensive?
Fat Albert don't got a tattoo. I put my ski mask on, and I got the fuck up out of there, because the man didn't cut
man,
the goddamn knife on that motherfucker.
But Fred,
that bitch
Fred came in and told that man, come on. I turned around to tell Drew. I said, look, Fred won a race. We turned around, Drew, all I saw was a cloud of smoke where his feet was running.
That motherfucker haul ass.
Motherfucker, this the car you want to lock me in with? I said, uh-oh, time to go.
Motherfucker was running from me all day long,
motherfucker
him.
He was trying to get me with my pants down. Hell nah.
You called me out. I was just trying to get you, period.
Fred, he right behind me. Let me tell him. I turned around. I didn't see Drew nowhere.
Albert, I'm gonna tell you what our game plan was, right? I'm gonna tell you what I'm out there, and Avon, you on here? If I lie, brother, we said everybody who called dead presidents out on the internet, we was gonna show up to Galat and draw on their ass and run them. So Drew ran his mouth. So when I saw him, I drew on him. Did I not, Albert?
Yes, you did.
You waited till you saw something.
All right. So listen, I'm moving on. We're past that now. Trick bag called me. Trick bag called me out. Did we run him, Albert?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay. And Avon, who else called me out that I said that we were going to go run? I'll let you tell him.
Is Avon still on here? Yeah, Avon's still on. Avon, yeah, he on here. He's still on my line. Avon,
he and that warming up vanilla wafer.
Probably fell asleep.
He warming up the vanilla wafer.
But yeah, but Drew, you got
to
do something
make a long
about
story
that.
Short,
that is, Abba, that
everybody
is.
Who called me out, we was going after, and we ain't saying nothing to nobody on the internet. Everybody who called us out, we was going after.
Man, yes, I got a no knock.
Drew, you had to redeem yourself, Drew. Because that didn't look good on your part, man.
That motherfucker ran. He ran.
Hey, didn't Bigfoot call you out on the internet?
Drew,
Whoa. James, what you say, James?
Didn't Bigfoot call you out on the internet?
What you say, James?
Didn't Bigfoot call him out on the internet?
Yes, Bigfoot did. And what I was going to let Avon tell you was that was going to be our last race of the night.
What'd you say, Fred? What are you talking about?
Hey, Avon.
When we went to Galat, wasn't our plan with dead presidents to run everybody who called us out on the internet? Is that a good report?
Fact.
When we saw Drew Brown, did we draw on his ass?
Yes, we did.
When we saw Trick Bag, did we run him?
Yes, we did.
And at late, the last race at night, were we going to run Bigfoot if Marcus wanted to go?
Yes, we were.
But he ain't nothing to talk about.
I'm just going to keep it real. Watch this.
Bro,
Fred. Watch this, Fred. Aren't you and James part of Bad Mouth Crew tonight? So why are you talking about this? I'm just going to keep it real.
You said what?
First of all, Fred, you ain't got to explain nothing to them. You hear me?
What did he say?
You ain't got to explain shit to him.
What did he say, Avon? I ain't hear him.
I ain't hear him neither. What you say, Sammy?
Don't worry about it. I'm just going to keep it real. Watch this.
He's trying to imitate Antoine. Y'all ain't listening to Sammy.
Watch. Hey.
He imitates Antoine.
Hey, Fred. Hey, Fred.
Uh-huh.
Sammy ain't got it all. He ain't got it all,
Would you race Trick Bag head the fuck up?
Why are you worried about it?
I'm talking to Fred, man. I'm a fucking fan.
Well, stay in the fucking bleachers then and wait till the race is locked in.
I'm asking him. I didn't say
I didn't say,
you
bro. I'm asking him a question, bro. Damn.
All right, you sit back and watch. You see what we do,
bro. I'm asking him. Hey, Fred. I'm talking to Fred.
I don't give a fuck what you say. Avon, hold on for a minute. Let me say something, Annie. I want you to listen to me. Hold on. I want you to listen to me. Now, here's what I want you to know, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you. When you was in your prime, before you went down, no, listen to me. Before you was in your prime and you went down, I'm going to give you credit and say you had a hell of a waste program, and you was in the mix, and you was the top echelon of the game. When you went about your hustle and you did your business, you would never let me, Avon, Marcus, Antoine, or nobody tell you nothing about your program or who to race or how to race them.
Listen to me.
So with that being said, knowing how you ran your program before you went down, why the fuck do you think you can come back home and post all these rates and tell us how to race our program? Who the fuck do you think you are?
You looking into it wrong.
Seriously, man. Like, who the fuck you think you are? Motherfucker.
Let me tell you something, man.
I'm a motherfucking hustler turned business man. I'm from the streets, dog. Right. And I'm a hustle, and I'm a hustle the way I want, not the way you want. And I'm a hustle when I want, not when you want me to hunt. You got me fucked up.
Man, y'all scared ass racist.
Motherfucker. Every time we pull Try Me out, we show up to a track and we race 3 to 7 times with Try Me, and every time we pull Dear Presidents out, we race 2 to 3 times. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Again, will you race Trick Bag here the
ain't
fuck
no,
up? They just came up.
Motherfucker, you had fucking neck lady and couldn't win a race. So you got back.
Look how he is.
That motherfucker shaking his shit. He was drawing on street cars with naked ladies. Beat motherfucker.
Trying to run power with Smurfs and shit, you weak motherfucker. Trying to get some clout.
But I drew on Bigfoot. That's all that matters.
That's all you doing, bitch.
Bigfoot's a street car for real, compared to
Nickelodeon. Exactly. I am done.
Cloud chase for what, man?
Because you're at the bottom of the world trying to make your way back up. Yeah, that's why.
Bro, all I said, y'all take this shit too serious, man.
We on your ass. We ain't taking it serious. We on your ass the same way you be on other people.
You ain't on my ass. You can't, because y'all won't race me next year. I promise you, motherfucker.
You
All you can do is win some money.
Sammy.
All you can do is win some money.
Sammy, help me. Yes, sir. It's Team North, motherfuckers.
Well, you go up there and play with them motherfuckers there. How about that?
Team North.
Go up there and play, motherfuckers.
Go on Friday, motherfucker.
All you can do is win some money.
We don't want him up here. We don't want that motherfucker up here. We don't want his
good report, Z. Good report, Z.
Hey, Tony. Damn, boy, this shit ain't sitting right with me, man.
That motherfucker like a stepchild, man. He trying to fit in where he fit the thick him in. Goddamn right, you hear him? Hey, Marcus, this motherfucker went from 301 to fucking Team North. Get the fuck out of here.
Team North.
Face.
Hey, Team North, motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey, Fred. I mean, Fred, out of this motherfucker ain't Team North. He Team Gordo. Tell the truth, motherfucker. He Team Gordo.
I support who support me.
Now he who supports you? You ain't got nothing, Mo.
Good report.
I got an all-steel, all-glass car. My bro getting spicy on this motherfucker.
Like I said, bro, you
ain't got to say nothing, bro. We ain't gonna say too much, bro.
We don't got all pressure right now, though.
We don't need no pressure. We will have it on race day. We'll lock all three in a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought, Freddie and Fat Albert, I thought the rule was if you don't have oil pressure, shut the fuck up.
It's sitting in the fucking corner.
Tommy got the head up
clear. Hey, I'm on.
You ain't got.
Who said Tommy got the head up clear?
Who said Tommy got the head up clear?
Who said Tommy got the head up clear?
Lil Brody.
Tommy has the head up clear.
From when we lock in.
Hey, Avon, you know we're not even going to do that with Kenneth. We're not going to do that with him. So we're gonna keep it moving.
Good report, man. Good report.
Hey, listen. Because he's supposed to take up for his brother, but we got love for him, so we're not even going to go there with him. So we're going to keep it moving.
I just don't know what's coming, man.
Ain't nobody care what's coming.
But let me get on my shit for a minute. Let me say something. What do you think that you got coming that we're gonna
bro,
be worried about,
or
that we?
Bro, listen.
What do you think you can
nobody
do that we can't do
that,
more
bro.
Of?
I got all glass cards, bro. That's all I got, bro.
I want to hit you some shit.
This and what that you got dead. Prices,
let me hit
bro.
You
to
some
he
shit.
Got tribe,
because
bro.
Avon. Motherfuckers just keep saying, oh, what they gonna do, what they gonna do to us. What you think? We gonna sit the fuck idle? We can do what the fuck we wanna do.
Man,
and that's
the
fuck
still.
Some motherfuckers do what they have to do, and we can do what the fuck we wanna do. And that's
the
fuck.
And
I'm a very humble person, but don't get it fucked up.
That's spicy.
Hey, Freddie, say it again.
Get it, goddammit. I ain't gonna say nothing else about it until it's done.
I know what I got coming. Hell, I told him. I don't even give a shit. Yeah. I told him what I got coming. And I'm gonna run him every day.
I ain't gonna say nothing else, bro. Hey,
man, listen, if we
want to
build a motherfucking Illuminati in Mobtown, we can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You going to Florida, friend?
Huh? You going to Florida?
Nobody said that, man.
Who's that, Drew?
Like some little ass girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might be, Drew.
If you go to Florida,
going to Florida?
Yep, you got action if you go to Florida. Jeffrey Donald.
Okay, good report. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Don't entertain that.
My man, that's what I like. And, hey. And you're right, you could be a Illuminati. I make salary, man. You know, I can't get no overtime, so all that fly by
night.
Hey, Drew, that's your business, man. I don't worry about what no other man's doing. I'm just telling you how I live my life. I don't worry about what nobody else's doing.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
You know what I mean? Because we real humble, but we don't say a whole lot, but we can do a whole lot.
Nah, damn. I'm just fucking with you, man. I like the clown. That shit ain't that serious to me, man. If you grab,
no,
if
man,
you
me
got
either.
Grab,
you know this. For real. We get on here and we have fun and shit. But this shit really, you know, man, helps lighten life up for me. I'll just tell you, you know, motherfucker got a lot going on all the time, so it's always good to be able to jump on here, bullshit and fellowship. Like I'm giving Ann a hard time, but you know I fucks with him heavy. You know what I mean? But that's just what we do.
When
that Malibu come the fuck out, Drew? When that Malibu come the fuck out?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's
man.
Talk about
that
motherfucker.
Never.
I don't know.
That's
don't
a report.
Know,
let's get on his motherfucking ass, Deuce.
I don't know, but you and Fred Wheatley can get it when they do come out. You bring Buck
Man,
Wheat,
promise
I
me,
scotter
promise
you.
Me,
hey, if you bring Buck Wheat, if you bring Buck Wheat,
I want the
I
fucking race
for that bitch up.
I want the pro fucking race.
Anyway.
What car you want?
I wouldn't give a fuck if he was testing that car in Afghanistan. I had somebody fly my shit over there in a container. I'd go get his ass.
I done been to Afghanistan.
Good report.
God damn.
I done been to Afghanistan and I came back home. What's up? And I'm humble with mine too, my big friend.
Hey, Drew.
Boy.
Thank you for your service, brother. Thank you for your service. Real talk.
Absolutely, as a matter of fact,
I might need some guidance for you because my baby girl's in the service
Drew.
Now. Real talk.
Hey, Drew, thank you for your service, but I'm
going
to take your fucking
money. Okay, for real.
Now, we're going to see. We're going to see. I owe you a good ass cut. And just be patient. You'll get all you can stand. I promise you.
Hey,
I just got to take a little trip to Florida. And when I come back from Florida, I'll be right. That's all. I just got
to
show my face.
That's all I want you to do. I want you to get right a couple of times.
But when I come back, teach your crew how to get right.
And shut the fuck up. Teach your crew how to get the motherfucker ODB and all them motherfuckers.
Hold on. Time out. I know you ain't talking what I think you're talking about.
You heard what the fuck I said.
And I know you ain't talking what I think. You know you got action anytime. You know we got action anytime. You know you got action. You know I've been waiting to bust your backside up with Jeffrey Dahmer now.